Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, you can back us on Patreon at patreon.com/Ragnarok.
All the cool people do.
We here at Ragnarok would like to thank our loyal Patreon patrons like Stephen Best,
Michael Davis,
Brownie Davis,
James Burns,
Shadows,
Michael Hopkins,
Cyril Betts,
Will Wilson,
yeah, it's me,
Michael Drescher,
Carl Black,
Jimmy Jam Jam,
you're welcome,
Dead Gunner,
Severick,
Steve Ariza.
Thanks, everybody.
Kick it.
I won't disappoint my parents anymore if I'm dead.
Oh, God, what a great way to start the recording.
So, welcome to Ragnarok, everybody.
Hold on. Will's a disappointment to his parents.
But he won't be if he's dead.
I'm just picturing Will's parents standing in a graveyard, staring at the, glowering at a tombstone. God damn it, Will, we needed someone to pick us up at the airport.
For your funeral.
Wow, that may have been one of our darkest beginnings.
Yeah.
Well, what about that time the lights were off?
Whoa! Turn the lights off and have Will say it again.
Oh, this is
not me.
So this time we opened on a Will thought. And goddamn, what a Will thought. So hey everybody, welcome to another Ragnarok actual play. I'm Ryan, I'm gonna be GMing this session. This is The Strange, this is The Ascension Key episode 5, hopefully the last.
Not hopefully.
Definitely the last. One way or the other, this campaign is over tonight.
We're pulling this bitch over.
If it gets to 10:45, Antonio Ravioli is just blowing his brains out. You know what? Honey's not for me.
What gun was this?
It's a shotgun. You hold the... You pulled both triggers.
Well, yeah. He was holding it because it jerked when he...
Yeah, stupid.
There's the trigger, and then there's the shoot trigger.
The kickback.
Okay.
The whole gun moves when you shoot it.
Okay. All right. So this is The Strange. Why don't you guys...
Playing Duncan Barrowhart, who is a kind vector. Is he on still Arden? Thanks. I'll be there.
Yeah, we're still on Arden.
But, you know.
Orphan. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we're starting off.
You know, Duncan. You're going to get him Catholic. He's an orphan with a hard gold. And he's...
Guys, let Mark
and stuff. And I don't care because, let's go.
I am Ed, and I am playing Waylon Brown. He is a strange paradox who keeps a magical ally on Arden.
Hi, I'm James. I'm playing Avon, everybody's favorite wizard. I'm a brass paradox who wields in a flame on Wolfenstein.
I'm Alex. I'm playing Sir Pizdipple the Buoyant. He is a strange paradox who channels chaotic elements of the Dragon Empire.
I'm Eric. I'm playing Ruby Gleam. She's a know-it-all paradox who weaves spells on Umdar.
Alright, I'm playing Antonio Ravioli. He's an addicted...
Antonio Alvioli.
Alvioli. He's an addicted vector who works the system in Paris, West Virginia.
Almost heaven.
And I'm Will, and I'm playing...
So defeated.
I was going to say it's a disappointment.
Yeah, I was really hoping, Will, you were going to go, I'm Will, and I'm a disappointment.
And I'm a disappointment.
Well, you're not a disappointment to me. Or me, Will. You cut that cake like a professional.
I enjoyed my piece.
Thank you.
You're beautiful.
You know what's amazing is that I cut the cake at the professional and nobody wants it now.
I ate a piece.
I'm eating dinner currently.
It's too beautiful to destroy.
Meyer, mix chocolate cake with your macaroni and cheese.
No, thanks. It might look like not much of that cake has been taken, but four people had pieces. That's four pieces worth of cake.
Will, you never have ever disappointed me. You always exceed my expectations.
I'll tell you what, everybody who's listening to this, I want you to leave a comment on our website and say one nice thing about Will.
There are lots of them to say, so go for it.
Pick one, leave a comment, nice thing about Will.
Yeah, if you have trouble narrowing it down to one, make it 35.
That's it, one or 35, nothing in between.
Right.
Man, I can only think of 34.
So, Will, who are you playing?
I am playing,
Amy.
I'm playing Amy from this phase. And on Earth, Amy is also known as Ape. And then I think right now we're on Arden, so Right now I'm on break.
Didn't we end up in Seattle at the end of the game?
Yeah, you did, but we're jumping ahead a bit.
Okay.
So we fade up on the Strange.
Are you in a rush or something?
Yes, just a little bit. It is a dark swirl of constantly shifting fractals and random bubbles of reality that form and disperse on nonsense currents of raw dark energy. The camera tilts down.
Look at that one. Look at that one.
Yeah, nonsense.
Look currents. At that one.
What are they?
Look at that one. That's literally what's happening. Each time one forms. Look at that one.
Oh yeah, look at that one.
Look at that one.
Oh yeah, look at that one.
The camera tilts down and we see a...
I think that's where Antonio Ravioli blows his brains out, actually.
His dimple shows everyone what happened to Zeldar the first time.
Ooh, look at that. Stone.
Oh, God.
Using Wayland as his demonstrator.
We see a tiny island of sanity in this ocean of madness. And we zoom into it at almost supersonic speed. That universe is out there somewhere.
No,
Strange.
Ooh.
Look at that one. Oh God! Look at that one! Don't look at that one! Don't look at that one!
It has teeth.
Oh, this universe. It looks like they fixed it.
The island grows in the center of the frame, and we see that it takes the form of a giant in a fetal position. It's Arden. We focus in on one specific area. There is an ocean in the center that pinches into a narrow river and flows off over the side of the recursion into the Strange. There's a city at the edge of the waterfall. We see a harbor almost with many different piers that appear to be made of rough-hewn stone hanging out into the naked Strange with large weird-looking sailing ships. They all have like weird quad sails. They look kind of like Renaissance-y kind of hulls, wooden hulls with big, great sails on them. And as we dolly forward through the streets of the city, we see these all red figures in battle armor with masks that seem to be leading patrols of these similarly shaped green figures that are like bestial. They sniff along the curbs of the streets. Sniffing in puddles in storm drains, up the sides of buildings. People pass by and they growl at them. We see that there are many, many different groups of these things that are spread out throughout the city. And we come across the lot of you hiding behind a building.
Is Avon there?
Who's peeking out?
Avon.
All right, so Avon is peeking out from behind a building.
What a mess you got us into!
Wait, do I know you guys now, or is this just...
I've always known us.
Or are you guys... Okay.
So here's what I'm thinking. Avon,
yes.
You've been contracted by the estate.
Mm-hmm.
You have a chaos skiff. You are supposed to meet up with a group of six estate agents who you do not know. And you're supposed to bring them somewhere out in the chaos sphere. They have what is supposed to be a vitally important mission.
I have an important
mission. Don't think this means that you don't have to still pay me rent, young man.
I am the great and powerful Avon! Sorcerer and wizard!
That you're with us.
That's amazing, that everybody loves.
Are you the people that's supposed to meet me here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, you're from that podcast too.
This guy's always going on about a podcast.
He's played by the same guy that played the guy that killed me.
Wait, this guy killed you?
No, he didn't kill me. The guy who plays him plays the same guy that killed me.
An actor killed you?
Kinda.
Wow.
I have killed plenty of people, so I don't know if,
Wait, you killed people?
A lot.
Were they bullies?
Most of them. I was once a bully, but now I'm a good guy.
Oh, you kind of had a redemption arc.
I feel like that's kind of the thing for a lot of us.
Yeah. my character's been redeemed.
I've always been a good guy.
That's a brape.
A what?
Brape.
Okay, that's a word.
It's like ape with a B-O.
I don't know why it's grape in this world.
You all hear...
Sensei! Sensei over here! Hello, Sensei!
Am I the Sensei? I am the Sensei.
It's your Bugslug, Eric.
Oh, I am the one there. Okay.
Dorla?
Yes! Yes, it's me. This is what I look like on art. Come
on. How did everybody know it was Dorla except for you?
Wait, what's
we all looking at Eric and like, why isn't Ed doing anything?
Yeah, what does she look like?
So, she is a Cthulhu in Arden. She has kind of a greenish, myth-like... She's a little bit chubby for a Cthulhu. She's wearing like ornately gilded and filigreed robes, and a very large hat.
Aren't I a Cthulhu here too?
Yes, you are. So she is beckoning you into what appears to be a tailor shop.
Who's that?
Look at that hat.
Oh, that's Dorla. That there. She is very trustworthy and very good. Everyone should like her.
Oh, all right.
I hate her. I don't like the hat. It's too big.
Ruby glares at you.
Oh, I do like her hat, actually.
Ruby Gleam thinks you have a strange way of speaking.
Because Dipple's going to go and inquire about purchasing a hat like that.
Oh, yeah, I want to get a hat, too.
I like a hat.
There are many fine hats. There's an entire, like, haberdashery section of the tailor shop.
All right. What can 174 money get me?
So, I know we're supposed to be trying to save the world and everything, but hats?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I have six.
I mean, we got
oh, damn it, I gave all my money to Antonio for honey.
Don't worry, I got like 600.
Oh, maybe we gotta be like incognito, right? What's the better way to do that than hats?
I don't think this is the time for hats.
You shut your dirty mouth! It's always time for hats and teeth. So either get a hat or give me your teeth.
I think I'll get a hat.
That's a good choice.
Dorla, how did you get here?
Mr. Lamont sent me.
I just take Dorla's hat.
Frank?
Hey, that's mine!
Oh, that's the boy. He told
me
to get a hat.
It back!
I can't.
You don't steal from... And I put it back on Dorla.
You just said there was no time for hats.
I know, there isn't. That's why I took yours.
That's her brain. Don't take it.
Not in this world.
What?
How did you know that? Who are you?
I'm Waylon Brown. I listen to the podcast.
What podcast?
You keep saying that. I don't know.
Is there like a peas or something that you listen to that are used as fishing rods?
Listen, I've been saying this from the beginning. We're all characters in a podcast that is in... That's not very nice what you're doing right now.
It's a crazy conspiracy theory.
Anyway.
All right, hold on one second. Somebody have a phone I can borrow?
No, we're in a fantasy world.
All right,
what's a phone?
I'll play it for you when we get home.
So, all right. So, Mr. Lamont sent me to help you guys. I see that you've already rendezvoused with Captain Avon here.
Apparently so, yes.
Captain.
Yeah, remember I just said you have a chaos gift. Yeah. You've been contracted to bring these people somewhere.
Yeah, no.
So, here's the issue. You guys are
terrible.
Several blocks. Well, besides that,
have no.
You guys are several blocks away from the harbor that leads off into the Chaos Sphere. You are currently in the town of Jayseed. It is largely grown up around the what do they call it? Recursion diving, and chaos sphere exploration, industries. People basically take these, big boats and they sail them off into the strange. They go exploring, they go looking for artifacts, they go looking for adventure. And this is where they can pick up, like, supplies and bodyguards and, you know, people who know the lay of the land. But the...
going on an adventure!
The betrayer has invaded the city with his homunculi. And you all know that he is looking for you because he knows that you guys are...
homunculi?
Trying to stop him.
They were those red guys. That we
the red guys, and actually the green guys are also like cop vat-grown copies of him.
Is this trade heads guy? He was a
no. He's an actual character from The Strange. Dorla says, "I'm here to help you get on board the Chaos skiff and get out of here in any way I can. We have to find a way to get to the docks." And Avon, what's the name of your ship?
The Box Ghost.
Can't be the Box Ghost. That's
Taros.
It's the Wilson Shire.
The Wilson Shire.
We have to get you all onto the Wilson Shire. And get you out of the city before any of the homunculi notice you.
It's an airship?
They'll definitely try to... Yes, it's...
So a blimp, right?
No, actually. There's no... So... The way that... I think it's called the World Falls. This river kind of empties out from the ocean into the strange.
Mm-hmm.
And these ships are kind of sitting in it, but also just kind of hanging out in, you know, floating as if in midair at the edge of these piers that are just hanging off into the strange. There's no gravity in the strange. So once you sail off of the World Falls, you basically just slip through the barrier between Arden and the Chaos Sphere, and you're golden. You're good to sail.
I don't see why it couldn't be a blimp.
Well, they're canonical things, and they're not blimps. No. So,
boo.
Are we getting hats or not?
Oh, Pizdipple's getting the fucking hat.
Oh yeah, we're getting hats.
Or that.
Alright, there's a perfectly like happy tailor that's willing to take your money.
Is it the happy mask guy from Zelda, from Ocarina of Time?
Pizdipple,
I put my bag of 600 crowns on the table.
Oh my, that's let me measure your head, sir.
Okay.
The tailor brings out a tape measure and takes your measurements. I have just the thing.
Okay.
What is it? How big is that? Like a centimeter long?
Probably.
It's much bigger than that.
7 feet long?
Well, maybe that's true.
No, not quite that. Not quite that big. So he brings out a ladder, and he climbs to the topmost shelf. He brings down what is probably the fanciest box you've ever seen, and takes out it looks kind of like a velvet top hat.
Ooh.
It just radiates different colors, the hat band. Picks it up and just kind of walks over to you and sets it on your head.
There's the soft sounds of a choir as it's lowered onto your head.
Who's making that noise?
Beautiful!
He measures his head and goes, oh, he's the one.
That is a really nice hat.
You look beautiful, but we really gotta go.
Hey! Hat?
Hey is for horses! And there's another round.
Only
one other person.
Yeah.
Alright, all sales are final. He just, like, sweeps the bag of crowns.
He did great things.
Pizdipple goes to one of the mannequins and pulls off this ornate lady's hat. It's got like, a huge foot wide a brim that goes around in like a bright purple color, and just a foot and a half of different plumage going up. It's like a ridiculous old Victorian style hat like that.
I love it.
But all the plumage is different colors. And it just, like, goes everywhere.
Oh, no, I spent all my money on this hat. I couldn't get you a hat.
How much for this one?
That'll be 100 crowns.
All right.
Maybe you can, like, borrow with him.
What can he get for, like, 20 crowns?
Here's a hair clip.
I do have this one. There's kind of like a clearance section. It's fantasy clearance. Okay. you can tell that the items have been sitting there for a while because they're a little bit time worn. There's like a straw hat.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Wait. For 20 crowns, can I get Waylon like one of those little propeller caps? The propeller just slowly spins because it's magic. Not enough to lift.
Yeah, just
is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
You bought me a hat. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no problem.
He's never taking it off. You know that, right?
That's fine. No, I'm not taking this off.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, that one.
It looks even more ridiculous because Waylon's already wearing he's wearing a horned mask.
Oh yeah.
You have the expression "a hat on a hat."
Well, I don't think any of us could pull off a hat hat.
I can.
hey, you should know about hat hats. It's from your universe.
That's why I can pull it off.
Yeah. You gotta have swag to pull off a hat hat.
So the tailor goes and gets down the hat hat.
How do you know about hat hats?
I told you.
You listen to the podcast, whatever.
Thank you.
Jaden Smith told me about them.
Jaden Smith?
Yeah, I'm a Vine star. We hang out.
That was a random name drop.
He's a weird guy. One.
Yeah, no, that was a perfect
deal. Yeah, no, it was great. It just was weird.
The tailor, or I guess I should call him the haberdasher.
Oh God, you better not be
takes down the hat and brings it over to Grape and puts it on his head and
is it Grape?
Yeah,
Grape.
Oh, sorry, it's Grape.
It's not a word.
My friend, do you make these hats?
I do.
So you would be a hatter.
Yeah.
Are you mad?
No.
Do you know the answer to this question? How is a raven like a writing desk?
I don't know.
Did you not a real hatter? And Avon just walks.
out of character, I know we wanted to skim, like, rush through this game, but I like how we all agreed to stop for the haberdasher. It's high ridiculous hats.
Darla led us here, and I always trust Darla.
She led us here for a reason.
Darla, what do you think of my hat?
It's quite fetching.
All right, I wanted to hear what you had to say, Chris.
Antonio has set up a table outside and is trying to sell money while you guys are doing this.
Oh, Dora, come here.
Yeah. Yes.
So, I wanted to let you know that I kind of have a thing for your sensei. I hope you're okay with that. I know, like, you're with Cody now. But I know you used to have a thing for her.
I know. But listen, if you break her heart, I know 50 ways to kill you.
That's fair.
And I will be merciless.
Okay.
Okay, as long as we move forward with that understanding.
Could you put in a good word for me?
Favorite mercy.
I suppose I could.
Merciless.
I'm a nice guy.
No one who's actually a nice guy ever says that.
I mean, I just... We only just met, so I wanted to let you know.
Did you kill your mother?
Only once.
Besides, I've read your dossier. I know about what happened to you in your world.
Yeah, I understand. I killed my mother. It was an accident, kind of.
I was more disturbed by the time that you made that guy eat his keys.
That I regret, actually. More than the whole mother thing, I regret the thing about making the guy eat his keys.
But you don't understand. I was possessed by a demon. He made me do these things.
Well, that changes that. What about the hat that I have?
Listen, I know, I understand. It's a possibility that you've changed, but... again, just as a reminder, no, several ways to kill you with my bare hands. Even as a slug, when I don't have hands, I can still kill you like that.
Okay.
How many ways can you kill me?
James, this is the hat you missed out on.
Ah!
I did miss out on a flamingo
hat. It'd be tougher.
That's a two flamingo hat.
Oh, two flamingo
hats? Darla, what do you think of my lovely hat? And she's got this hat on. It looks like this picture, except it's red. It's like a... It's hard to describe. It's kind of like a bucket hat, but with all these spirally designs on top of it.
Like a giant...
Let me see it.
If I was going to pick flamingo from Ed's Mage Game, I would be really excited.
It's like a triple hat. You're not a wimp. With fake flowers.
All right, everybody had enough.
Spirals.
I think we got to get out of here.
I think your hat looks lovely.
This Avon guy's holding us up. We got to get out of here.
Avon's outside with a hood up.
Yeah. I brought you in here because we need to get across town somehow, and we need to hide from the patrols. So we need to devise a plan.
Are we hiding? Says Antonio out as he's got a table set up, and it says Antonio's Famous Honey.
Yeah.
Or no, I'm sorry. What is it? Ostrich Honey Company.
So yeah, we cut to outside where Antonio has set up a table with wares.
What are you doing? We're supposed to be incognito.
I figured you guys were getting hats.
They're getting hats. I'm trying to get everyone to move along.
Everybody,
we're wanted men.
It's his gimmick. He's not serious like the rest of us.
A group of those green monster looking things. They're sort of the same shape as the red ones, big guy, battle armor, intimidating mask. But they're a little bit too, like, elongated. Their limbs are too long. They're kind of like a little hunched over. They look just slightly misshapen. They come around the corner and they're just, snarling and sniffing around.
Excuse me, sir. You look malnourished. Can I interest you in some honey?
What are you doing?
A good salesman.
We got our points back, right?
Yeah. One of them comes over to your honey table and just starts sniffing the jars of honey. Picks one up and just...
That one is $50.
And it just, like... bites into it and starts sucking the honey out.
I see you'll be taking it.
He sold me the same jar of honey for 100 coins.
It looks at you.
That's gonna better.
It licks some of the honey dripping from its jaws, and then it opens its mouth, and a second head comes out of its mouth, and that head roars at you.
You can get a hat for that head.
No, it wasn't honey that I threw my coins on. It was for chalk.
He wants some honey as well. $100 for the next bottle.
This thing is probably going to attack you, so what do you do?
I guess I'll smash its little baby head with my mate. Where are we? Arden?
Yeah.
Arden.
Mace. Am I rolling what kind of dice is this?
20.
D20.
I have a D20, Eric. I'm not rolling a stupid D20. Mine goes in the dark.
Eric makes the sound of thunder in the next town over. Can I anomalous pulse it first to make it easier for Chris?
17.
You're buying a hat, I believe.
Yeah, you guys are all inside. As we just established.
Yeah.
Except for Avon. Or he can just roll a 17. Look out!
And I'm going to anomalous pulse it.
You're not there!
You're not there! We're just over
here. Inside buying hats for like the third time.
Can I do that? No. Alright, look out! I do it.
The only ones outside Antonio and Avon right now.
Chris, Antonio, and Avon.
Yeah, all three of them.
All right.
We picked up me out of character as well.
You're not happy being there.
That's speed defense, and these guys are difficulty. They're level 3.
And I've got initiative, so I lower it by 1, right?
Yeah. So you're rolling against the diff 2.
So 6, I forget.
Yep.
Yes.
6. I got a 9.
All right.
Or I got a 17 if we count.
So it's level 3. Every level is 3 difficulty, James. So you roll D20, you want to get above a 9.
Okay.
Unless you have speed defense, which you don't.
I do not.
So, yeah, you roll D20 again.
I have initiative. That's about it.
Oh, initiative is this. Okay. So then you the difficulty is lowered by 1, so it's level 2, so it's difficulty 6.
Just like what I did.
D20?
Yep.
Yeah. I got a 5.
All right, so it goes Antonio, then these things, then Avon. So, Antonio, what are you doing?
All right, does my 17 that I rolled for this, what I do earlier, count still?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm hitting in the second baby head with a mace.
Okay.
Or a hatchet.
So your 17 gets you +1. What's your damage on that?
4.
Mace.
Okay.
This you is mean a 83, roll, right? So my spells will work?
Yes.
Chris, you mean 83, right?
No, it's 4 times my level, which is 11, so 44.
All right. So it goes reeling back, stunned.
Yeah.
But the other two don't like the fact that you just smashed their friend in its baby head.
Why?
And they're going to come at you.
It was consented.
So make me 2 speed defense rolls.
If he didn't want to be hit, he shouldn't have
said they're also
heading.
Level 3.
Yeah.
And
what is Chris
defense too jittery, so I guess 6 again.
Singing.
8, yeah. And 16. So, yes, both times.
You know, how much Chris
so you narrowly dodge out of the way as these things attempt to claw and bite at you. Avon.
I have fire touch. Would that work?
Sure. What do you do?
While they go lurching at him, I just grab one on the back and just start igniting it.
Okay.
It's 3 points of damage, 1 point for interact.
So this, the way this works is you roll against the difficulty of the creatures.
Mm-hmm.
They're level 3, so you're always rolling against the 9. Do you have an attack-related skill?
Well, it's an intellect ability.
Yeah, it's an intellect skill.
Then probably not.
Okay.
Considering that we never actually finished my character.
Just roll against diff 3.
Okay.
Level 3, excuse me.
And you could spend intellect points if you want to decrease the difficulty.
Alright, well, I got a 9.
Okay, so you hit. How much damage does your fire touch do?
3 points of damage.
Okay,
and
which
it costs 1 intellect, right?
Yeah,
so
I
you
think
have to mark
does.
Off an intellect.
Okay.
So, what do you? Which one do you hit? The one that just got hit in the baby head? Or
yeah, I'll do the one that got hit in the baby head.
Okay.
That one owes me money. It bought my honey, and it hadn't paid yet.
What's Chris doing right now?
Yeah, what is Chris doing?
Singing.
Running away.
No.
Probably.
He's stealing a jar of honey.
Wow, damn.
Well,
I don't want to be home when Antonio...
It's fine.
All right,
Antonio isn't going to notice. I know. He's busy.
Oh, okay.
So, everybody who's in the shop, now you hear the sound of growling and the sounds of honey jars being scattered and shattering on the flagstone.
When did that happen?
When those two things dove at you.
No way. Now I'm really angry.
You look outside and you see that Antonio and Avon are being menaced by two of these green homunculi.
Did Chris get honey before it shattered?
Yeah, one of the jars like went flying and Chris caught it.
Yeah.
And then he ducked into back into a building and closed and locked the door.
I'm enjoying some honey now.
Get up, walk out the room, and come back in with a jar of honey.
Our friends! That person...
I better not mess up my hat.
I'm gonna run out and help them. I'm gonna dive through the window.
All right.
Are you still possessed by a demon or are you human?
No, he's
not.
Oh,
no.
Initiative. Actually, the champ has given it glass. You'd be surprised how often this happens.
18.
18. All right, you're going to be able to dive in this round. Make me a speed defense roll at a difficulty of 5.
Okay. I'm going to spend. That's a difficulty 4. 3, 6, 9, 12.
Difficulty 12.
I think you just ruined your hat, by the way.
Probably.
Damn. Level 4. Diff 12.
So it's protected by magic because the
thing
has to be
17! Or he's just rolling 17.
So in that case, Waylon leaps heroically through the shop's window, shattering it.
Yeah.
It's a fantasy world, so not particularly well made glass. And somehow manages to avoid completely lacerating himself.
This is
that later.
The propeller blows the propeller.
How did you get through that without cutting yourself? I don't know.
You notice that as he dives through the window, the propeller kind of glows a little bit and generates a Wayland-shaped force field around his body.
And all of the glass an
anti-glass hat.
Just
nonetheless.
Dissolves on contact.
20 gold. She
not too many people were jumping through windows, so they didn't think it was necessary.
Alright, so Waylon, what do you do now that you're
that's
in
what
the
that
fight?
Hat is so cheap. People keep using their windows.
I am going to anomalous pulse one of the ones that's menacing Antonio.
Okay. There's one that looks really hurt. It's on fire, and its baby head seems to be whimpering.
Okay.
And there are two that look just fine. So which one are you going after?
Baby head.
I'll go against one of the just fine ones.
Okay.
What's the difficulty?
Three.
Three. All right, so I automatically drop it by one because I have an edge of three. So that's two.
Edge.
Seven.
That's who I am. Okay. What's the damage on your anomaly?
So it does one, and now everything that this guy does or gets done to him is reduced by a step.
Okay.
I like to go out the door.
I'm just going to shoot out the window. I'm not even going to go outside.
All right. So you guys roll into initiative then?
Excuse me, Miss Dorla. It's only my second time being in this realm. Do I have to punch these people?
Well, they are,
they're bullies!
they are that. She
did
says...
Did you roll a 10?
According to, Ardenic lore, they are, hideous, malformed copies of the Betrayer, that harbor a tiny fraction of his soul, and only enough to grant them bestial intelligence. So yeah, I think you're well within your rights.
Okay. I run out.
Big old one.
One.
19.
Oh. And
four.
Four. So you guys are going at the bottom of the turn.
Yeah.
Four.
He's right there. I rolled a 19. You didn't roll.
That's
one.
Cups.
You roll one.
That's cups, man. Okay.
Rolled it. Well, it breaks
well,
on the...
Yeah, breaks... Brave's still looking at hats.
Throw it! No one's obviously passing it to me, so I can't reach.
We cut back to Brave, and he's staring in a mirror like,
yeah.
Hat.
He's jerking out a little bit.
So, Duncan, you can leap into combat this round as well.
All right. I leap in the car. I reach through the window.
Would you guys prefer me being out of combat?
Now.
There's two window panes. You jump.
If I go
through the open window, you jump through the other pane.
Oh, that's right. Your Berserker Rage is refreshed.
Berserker Mirage.
Yeah, keep checking out those hats.
Yeah.
So these guys are done looking at hats.
It jumped to the other window.
Not one with my cat.
I don't care.
Alright, so
jump through the window
again. Same thing. Level 5 speed defense.
It's a 4 because I have defense.
Oh God,
17.
It's a good time. Right.
17.
Maybe I should have taken the big guy.
Well, this is like. It's not as, saved by the providence of magic, because Duncan's just super cool. So Duncan, like, shoulders his way through the window, and you can see, like, chunks of glass sticking out of him everywhere, but he just doesn't kind of...
He's got, like, this thick armor.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're a dragon slayer.
I have armor.
Yeah, so he's just got
so,
a suit
yeah.
of armor.
And shield.
So now I'm picturing Duncan, like, shields up.
Yeah.
Bashes through and it goes slow mo. He's like, pulls the shield
right.
away, takes out his sword.
Sweeping the glass away.
I don't
takes
have a sword,
out his sword.
I'm just gonna have my fist.
Oh.
Okay.
I have no need for weapons.
He just,
okay.
reveals one of his, you know, big, heavy gauntlets.
Yeah.
You with me, pal?
Alright.
I almost like the idea that
I have consent!
so you're punching one of them, diff 3.
Mm-hmm. Alright, diff 3. Which one are you going for? Diff 3, but I have an edge of 3, so...
So that brings it down to diff 2.
And then if you have any applicable skills...
I have no need for weapons.
That would drop it down another
to 1. So you just gotta beat a 3.
I'll punch the one that has a good...
Okay.
15.
Nice. And what does your damage do?
It touches the butt.
I think
I've got no need for weapons too. I think that makes your damage 4. Like
I think,
without a weapon. It makes it a weapon.
Yeah, no need for weapons. When you make an unarmed attack, you can choose whether you make this attack as if using a medium weapon or as if using a light weapon.
All right. So I probably should have asked you that before you roll, but if I'll let you go with the medium weapon.
Okay.
All right, so you do 4 damage.
Why, right? why would you want to go with a light weapon?
I'm not really sure, but you could.
Hey, when you make that attack, do you want it to be less effective?
I do, yes. I'm going to make an attack with a light weapon this next turn.
I think it depends on, well, on, I guess that wouldn't really make sense if you're trained in it.
Yeah.
Or not. But yeah. So, yeah, you punch it across the face and its little baby head goes,
Oh, God, I just punched a baby.
Yeah, well, Antonio, you're up.
Is the one that I hit the first time, is it still alive?
Yep, it is on fire, and its baby head is crying.
And the other two, they're still pretty close, though, huh?
Yeah. The others seem to be drawing them off, though.
Okay, I'm going to go after the one that stole the honey, then. What an asshole.
Okay, yeah, that was
Chris. You're going to go after Chris?
The one that I caught. Oh.
Chris was just such a perfect robbery.
Yeah he's. I even forgot I did it. Holy shit, I have honey. Yeah.
So what do you do?
I'm going to hit him with my mace slash hatchet again.
Okay.
I'm going to decide which one later.
But you have no need for weapons.
That's a one.
Okay.
I don't think I did well. So I can re-roll that, right? So for XP or something?
Yeah, if you want to spend an X.
Okay, I will. It's the last game. Why not?
Yeah.
Waylon starts singing.
Did you get a one again?
I did.
So obviously you're hanging with
it. Hit the ball.
Maybe you should use the big dice.
All right. So you take a swing at this thing.
That time was a 4.
I own that soundtrack.
You spent another one?
I did, yes.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it again, though. I don't think. I'm just going to miss.
All right.
I'm missing this time. It's very clear.
All right. I'll give you an XP if you take an intrusion.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so...
I don't remember what that means. Let's do it.
So you take a swing at this thing, and it, like... draws itself back out of the way and then quickly reaches and snatches the hatchet out of your hand.
Oh man, I'll have to switch over to the mace part of the slab.
You get one XP to give away and you get one for yourself.
Yeah,
he swipes the concept of the hatchet
I'll
away.
I'll give
from your
the
weapon.
XP to James because I bet he doesn't have any.
No, I do not. What's that? I appreciate it.
Cybot is the original Sub Zero.
Appreciate it.
Alright, and then Avon, what are you doing?
Guild or Sub-Zero.
The thing that you just lit on fire now has a hatchet slash mace.
And its baby head is crying.
Is the fire ongoing damage, or is it just a one-time thing?
It says, here's what I wrote. 3 points of damage, 1 point of... plus 1 point of damage, 2 points of armor. That's all I wrote.
So what do you do? It is now armed.
I'm gonna go set one of the other ones on fire.
Okay. There's one that Waylon just leaked out of a store window, and the guys were trying to have a game here.
No, not at all.
Well, you need to fight in Mortal Kombat, otherwise the world will end.
Ed, the scene that's happening.
Sorry.
What was your thing? Channel Sinfire James?
Just Fire Touch. Tier 1.
What's your the thing where you're a strange paradox who...
Wields inner flame. Yeah, I'm going to reach over and I think Waylon did one.
Waylon just jumped through the shop window and did some kind of a magic bolt at it.
Yeah,
Duncan jumped
through the window. Slap up the back of the head. Said
okay.
You can also, I'm assuming you took Channel Sinfire and changed the name, because Sinfire Touch is one of the things that does what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not ongoing, but you could also use it on a weapon.
Yeah.
You can imbue a weapon with fire and it deals one additional point of damage for 10 minutes.
All right, so it's a level 3, so you...
If it's the one that I attack, then it's
level 2. Sorry, level 2, that's right.
Alright, and I rolled a 10.
Alright, so you hit it. So that you does...
3 points of damage.
Okay.
Ignores armor.
And you spend an intellect point.
I'm gonna go home and tell the kids about that.
I'm gonna go home and sleep with my wife.
So these things are going. James, you need to make a level 2 speed defense roll, because this thing is turning around. It's gonna hit you with Antonio's weapon.
You're welcome.
Okay, so that one's turning around to hit me?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, you just lit it on fire.
No, I lit the other one on fire. The one that Ed took. The one I set him on fire first. The one that took his weapon. Now, this one I just set on fire was...
Right, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Alright. So, in that case, he's still going to turn around and like, claw at you.
Okay, that's fine.
So, level 2 speed defense.
Okay. I think I'm... What, did you spend that XP that I just got to re-roll?
Yeah,
you can. Okay, because I just rolled a 1. And,
Doing great, boys.
It's doing great.
What are you talking about? I jumped through a window and punched a guy in the face.
You're doing great.
I got a 16.
Okay. So you do not
have an amazing...
Yay!
Chris, the one that stole your honey is going to try to hit you with your own weapon.
No. Tell it I don't like it.
Tell them I hate them.
I think it knows.
Okay. Round like 10, which I think is good, right?
Yes. So you avoid getting hit. Prince Duncan, you hit the other one, correct?
I did punch the other one.
Okay. So hang on, let me
I have speed defense.
Alright, so then you roll it at level 2, because it's...
Alright. Here we go. 16.
You haven't rolled below a 15.
Thank you.
Everyone else rolls sucky, and he rolls great.
It like lunges at you with its baby teeth out.
its
baby head is not.
Oh, you're gonna have to get some baby teeth. Yes. I need to give it a chew. It's still, it's growing.
Give it a little, aww. And then Pizdipple and Ruby.
I rolled a 1, so Ruby can go first.
I'll use my Arcane Flare spell. Which one's looking the best right now?
They're all, the one that Antonio is fighting is looking pretty bad. Uh-huh. The other two are... About the same, a little worse for wear, but, you know.
Bad like beat up, or bad like, man, that guy looks bad.
Bad like beat up.
Ooh. I'll hit one of the ones that's less beat up, so.
Okay, so one of them is kinda on fire and fighting with Avon, the other one is, it just took a dive at, Duncan.
That's one bad hat, Harry.
I'll shoot the one that took a dive at Duncan, cause I don't know Avon as well yet. So what do I roll? It says, you attack a target within long range by projecting a flare of raw magic that inflicts 4 points of damage.
I would say that's an intellect test. If you have any magic-based skills, you can lower it.
I have the skill magic.
Yep, go ahead.
No.
So what was the original?
Three.
Okay. 9.
Okay, you hit it. How much damage does that do?
8,000.
Alright, so Ruby sees the goings-on, gives a quick assessment of the battlefield, and just she has to shout her attack spells. I've just decided now.
It's verbal.
I probably didn't do it before. Arcane Flare! And waves her arm, and a like ruby red flame in an arc bursts out from it and blasts into the jerk.
Look at you! You're a magic user too.
Well, a lot of us are.
Spell Weaver Supreme, thank you very much.
That's my sensei. So Dorla jumps out through the open window.
Everyone else is jumping. I just walk. I'm not used to jumping. Snake ponies cannot jump well.
And she took...
I had a skill in jumping. I should.
She took like a stack of rings and bracelets from the tailor shop, and she just starts hurling them at one of them, and they get charged with energy, and it hits him for
78 damage.
4 damage.
Is she a vector too? A vector,
Paradox.
That is my student.
She tips her enormous hat.
Hello.
So Pizdipple
is going to Chaotic Blast So he turns around, and now that there's a nice open window, he just turns around and shoots an element of something out of his butt.
Okay.
Shit. He shits.
Maybe. Well, I got a 4. So...
That will roll so roll at your random table.
Yeah, he misses.
So he shits.
So he farts. Oh, poison! That's appropriate.
All right.
And I still have to spend 2 intellect points.
Do you want an intrusion?
Uh-oh.
Someone gonna get fart poisoned? Who's outside? Everyone but me and Will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay, so
sorry,
you choose who to give the XP to, and that person gets
fine.
Well, so here's the thing. One of the things about my Chaotic Blast is that I don't choose the targets. It targets a random enemy.
Okay.
So I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and on a 6, I'll re-roll.
What if the fart set off his Berserker Rage, though? That would be fantastic.
All right, so Will's 6.
All right. 6.
That's what you get for looking at hats. What are you rolling?
So he takes 4 damage.
So yeah, Will, you're admiring yourself in the mirror.
Which is ironic, because I pissed it while purposefully turned to face out the window.
That's chaos.
And I guess he farts and this cloud of poison comes, then a gust of wind just blows it back.
So yeah, you take 4 points of damage, and you like start coughing. You're pretty sure.
It's Pikachu.
I think he has to make a check against becoming.
Yeah, it's a level 4.
Did you write it down, Will?
Defense roll.
Is there anything to drink?
Level 4.
Alex,
did you write it down, Will?
Yeah, berserk plus 8 might. Edge, nearest thing. When you lose, when you take damage, make an initial defense where level equals damage.
All right, so yeah, you gotta.
I don't have a level four
intellect defense roll.
I'm not even bringing it down.
Sorry.
All right.
Is there a drink somewhere?
Eight,
for
9, Will.
Not for Eric. For everyone else.
So 6.
So I go berserk.
Yes. No, it's a 9.
Well, apparently there's a drink somewhere.
I guess it's the closest one to me.
Me?
Yeah.
Guess who has no qualms for trying to kill you?
Me!
You're going to commit suicide?
No, yeah. I'm killing you.
That's not what I said.
You are the closest person to yourself.
Actually, the shopkeeper's probably closer.
Oh, Dorla?
That's not a shopkeeper.
She left.
Yeah, Dorla's outside.
Hey, I jumped
the shopkeeper. The shopkeeper.
All the hats.
The person who keeps the shop.
He's in the back room.
Yeah, he saw this going on, and he wants no part of this.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think he'd be more upset about the fact that people are breaking his window.
All right, so what are you doing?
Drinks exist.
What?
Awesome.
Well, when I go to a berserk raid, I get plus 8 might.
At least you don't get plus 8 mice.
So are you trying to kill this dip?
You also get plus 8 mice, actually. You should probably keep your mouth shut until he's done with his list.
Remember how we...
4.
He also gets plus 8 kite.
So, again... Your eyes narrow and you glare over in rage at this.
Pistable looks and sees Brape's eyes just like go red.
It's
and
like,
he goes, safety.
it's like one of those scenes from Kill Bill where the bride sees
just,
one of
the, just like, yep.
He goes into and he runs that business.
It's Winston from Overwatch. He's a space.
No, pardon.
And he tries to punch him out the window.
Yeah, you can't. The window's broken.
You made
tries
Winston
to punch
from
him out the door.
Okay. All right. So speed defense.
Why are you even saying shields up for us?
Wait, first.
I really hope you break the.
First,
really
you make
does,
a
right?
make a speed defense check.
And he has
what
gun.
Difficulty?
Just a straight 20 roll.
18.
All right. So, Will, you got to beat a level 6.
Level 6. Oh, I'm not going to probably do that.
How much do you want to hurt him? Because you can spend points to lower it, or if you have skills.
Could I use it? Oh, I already took my turn, so.
Okay, well.
Well, instead of dodging, could I use a cipher on him? Or would that be next turn?
I guess so, but I would say you'd have to take the hit before.
All right, yeah, never mind. That,
So, Will, what's your might edge?
My might edge? 17. It's right now 3.
All right, so you're down to level 5. You have to beat a 15. Do you have any relevant skills? Are you using a weapon, or are you just, like, hitting him, you're punching him?
What's your one might skill?
How do you get 3 edge in one
what is,
skill?
What is the might skill?
Thick hide.
Okay, all right, so that's defense. More of a defensive thing.
Yeah.
Unless he's running into him like that. Just
I don't know. The way this worked out, speed ended up being most of my skills.
Do you want to spend any points? Because you can still. What's your effort? That's the upper right of the sheet.
Intellect?
No. Effort.
Two. Okay. So you can apply one more level of effort to the roll if you like.
Okay, I'll do that. So
okay, so that you spend 2 might.
2 might.
And you're down to level 4. You got to be 12 to hit Pizdipple.
Okay.
You really want
to punch? Can I spend another might?
No.
You spend all the might you can. You get one level.
It's the lowest you can get is 12.
You have no relevant skills.
Well, I also have one might edge from the from being berserk.
What? All right.
So then you shouldn't have spent that.
You only need to spend 1 point then.
Oh, okay.
Take your point back, Will.
Also, I'll take my point.
All right, so you're rolling against the level 4, Will.
Can I just punch myself?
I'm kind of wishing that.
Well, maybe I'll get it.
Maybe.
No.
What'd you get?
4.
4. Good. Yeah. I'll re-roll it.
Oh. Spend an XP. Yeah,
he really wants to punch you for some reason.
I did fart on him.
I'm berserker rage.
It wasn't just a fart. It was a poisonous fart.
That was a 15.
Okay.
That doesn't exactly make it.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does. It's 12. Yeah. You lowered it to 12. It makes it. So how much damage does Pizdipple take then?
1.
Well, what do I roll for damage?
No, you don't roll. It's just that.
What were you attacking him with?
I was attacking him with running.
You were hitting me with running?
It hits you by running.
No, well.
Pizdipple, you take a point of damage.
Okay.
As
I never wrote down my
hammer. An angry ape man.
I never wrote down the hammer on
what?
You.
What?
I don't know.
Tackles you.
Okay.
Just, he attacked you with running.
I don't know. I just never wrote down the hammer.
You don't have.
He just runs into him.
Yeah.
He doesn't even like tackle him. He just runs.
Well, I mean, considering his size and his nipple size, that would hurt.
Yeah.
So now we're back at the top of the turn. We're on round 3. God help us. Antonio, what are you up to?
Is the one that I was fighting still alive?
Yes, it is.
Then I will hit it.
You get a 19.
And I got a 17.
Okay.
Oh, a 19.
So describe what you do, considering you don't have a weapon anymore.
No, it took my hatchet, right? Yeah. I also had a mace. It was mace slash hatchet.
Hatchet.
One
okay.
Each.
So then you.
So I just take the other one and hit him.
All right. So you do your
4
plus 1 is 5.
It is.
On fire. And Eric's on fire.
Oh God!
I gotta stop this.
That one is almost there.
That's
Avon,
exactly how
I'm going to set the one that tried to slash me on fire.
That's what the smell
okay,
is.
Almost there.
I was wondering.
With a ten.
It
smelled weird.
That will make it. So how much damage does that do?
3 damage.
3 damage.
And ignores armor.
Okay. It screams in pain. And collapses on fire and just burns away to nothing.
Rape.
There are 2 left.
Fire fist!
See how annoying that is?
We've got Duncan and Waylon who are...
Oh, is my anomalous pulse guy still alive?
Yes, he is.
All right, I'm going to slash him with my scythe.
Do it, bud. Do it.
What
did you
just say?
Actually, I'll anomalous pulse the other guy.
Scarf.
Sky.
Scarf.
Scythe. Why would you roll it?
You obviously did that on purpose.
You rolled it on the cake.
You obviously did that on purpose.
No, my wrist slipped.
Yeah. 13. My wrist slipped, guys.
13.
Okay, that hits him. How much damage?
Just 1 minute longer than
my wrist was in the air. What did it slip on?
It slipped.
The slippery oxygen molecule.
I was trying to throw it this way, but it came out of my hand the other way.
So that wasn't your wrist. That was the die slipped out of your hand. Not your wrist.
It's been a weird day.
Unless you dislocated your wrist for a second there.
Maybe that's what happened.
All right. Duncan, you're up.
He's hold on. I'll
punch the guy I was been punching.
In the boob.
Okay.
If you need me to pop your wrist.
Stop being a bully! 14.
I rolled under 15.
Yeah.
Look what you did. You
That's
called
four.
Him out.
Yep.
Okay.
I punched the baby in his face again, and I tell him to stop being a bully.
Both the living ones are at level 2 now, so.
Yeah.
There's still 2 alive?
Yeah, there's still 2 alive.
Jesus.
It looks at you with its baby head, and it sticks its little baby tongue out of its baby mouth.
That's a bully move that I ever saw before.
Yeah. And then it's going to try to claw you across the face.
No, I'm a beautiful face.
So go ahead and make a speed defense roll, level 2.
Okay. 8.
You dodge out of the way.
Yeah.
And Antonio, you're still fighting with this other one. It is.
Wait, I thought that one was dead.
No.
Oh, they were all attacking me. So yes, okay. Am I dodging again?
Yeah. Speed defense.
17.
You dodge out of the way. We're at the bottom of the turn with Ruby, Tisdipple, Dorla, and...
All right, well, can I go first? Is that right?
Fine.
All right, I'm going to use my cipher on Drape. I have a stasis keeper.
Okay.
Which in Arden is a small urn filled with powder.
Oh, God.
So I pull it out and just chuck the powder in... Brape's face.
You chuck ashes into Brape's face.
Alright, Brape, make me speed defense.
Okay, so his, in Eclipse is Amy, but on Earth
17.
It's Ape, and then here it's Brape.
Alright.
Okay.
So unfortunately, yeah, he gets out of the way.
I understand that logic.
Oh, I don't even get to roll?
That's level 5. You have to beat a 15.
I don't think
okay. On what? Speed?
Yeah, speed.
Alright, well, I'm gonna spend 6 points.
Totally fine.
Lower to 5.
Brape's not entirely his fault.
Based on difficulty.
Yeah.
3.
8 definitely is.
Like a word.
15. So that hits.
So describe what happens to Brave when you hit him in the face with that.
All right, so I pull out this little urn, take the cork out, and just in this purplish, pinkish, sparkly powder hits him in the face, and Brave is in stasis for 3 days.
Oh.
Or until violently disturbed.
Oh. You're done.
So a look of utter, you know, incoherent rage spreads over Brink's face, and he lunges at you and just freezes perfectly.
No, you're running, so...
Yeah, he just... boom.
Will this be enough to disturb his berserker rage?
Well,
he's in stasis.
Right, but we can get him out of it, can't we?
An object in stasis does not age. It comes out of stasis alive and in the same condition as it went in, with no memory of the period of inactivity. So he's still in a berserker rage.
I'm also allergic to your magic, so I'm like...
That wasn't my magic, that was a cipher.
Right, yeah.
Guys, this is perfect. We carry him with us, and the next time we fight something, smack him in the back of the head, and he just comes out in a berserker rage.
That's actually a really good idea.
We have brave shots.
I'll just carry him around.
Yeah.
Ruby, you're up.
Okay.
Okay.
I think the arcane flare is really what I could do to do the most damage.
Okay.
So.
Actually, he comes out of stasis if he gets violently attacked or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you could.
Oh, there's
a
drink.
He would violently attack him if he hit them.
Okay, Eric, you can have
so it. I think I'm going to just repeat my attack and do another arcane flare to one of the living ones, not the dead one.
Okay.
Be sure to attack.
There are two of them. The one that's fighting with Antonio looks like it's probably on its last legs. The other one is a little more steady on its feet.
I'll go for the one on its last legs because I mean, at least I could take one out. And we won't have to worry about both their actions.
All right.
The same thing. She waves her arm in the air. Pointedly says arcane flare since it's been taunted.
So your arcane flare is both verbal and semantic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the verbal part is just because that's what she does.
Oh, look at you. You have to call out your stuff. Are you born with magic?
I have a 16. I don't know what my difficulty was.
Two. Oh. So yeah, you hit it and it's dead. So, what does it look like when your arcane flare kills this thing?
There's a momentary burst of red fire around, ruby red fire around it that kind of consume. It bursts out, then like consume, like drains down into his chest where his heart is, and stops it.
All right.
That's the killing
joke.
Yes.
Memories.
Was that the last one?
No, but Dorla leaps into action. She goes, "Hey-ya!" And she kicks the other one, breaking its neck.
Oh god!
And then it's she kind of like steps on its head so that it you know extrudes its baby head, and then she steps on that.
Oh, take that, you stupid baby!
For a slug, she's really good with her legs.
Very impressive, Dorla.
Why did you do that to begin with,
guys? I had a little bit of a brief situation, but I took care of it.
What happened to him?
He did that thing where he just went crazy and started attacking me.
I gotta carry him again.
He knocked me down.
All right, let's wake him up.
No. I used a cipher on him, and when he wakes up, he's going to be in the exact same state as when he went in.
Oh.
You have to be gentle with him.
I'll carry him around then.
Yeah, but
since everyone got their hats, we got the brain, can we please leave?
Nope. And then it pulls up that baby teeth.
When you say that, Antonio is on the ground scraping up the remains of his snake crying. Just sobbing.
What do you
didn't even drop money.
Waylon looks over at Chris. Are you alright?
Chris still
got
away. He's hiding in a building.
Yeah. He's got to stick his head out the window and says, "Yeah, I'm all right.
got my honey here."
Yeah.
So Pizdip will pull some teeth out of the baby heads.
Okay.
All right, ready to go.
So we need to. There are these patrols everywhere. We need to come up with a plan to get to the Wulshenshire without attracting notice.
Well.
I look around at us with our giant flamboyant hats. Stasis on the shoulder of the other giant man.
What if I send Repulso to make a distraction?
Don't forget the fat guy covered in honey.
Repulso!
Why am I here again? God damn it, Waylon, I'm at work!
Well, you're doing something important?
I'm just my job.
Well,
so don't bring up a customer.
What's his job?
I think we said he works at a factory.
Oh. Were you getting the board? I was driving a forklift.
there's no video of a guy disappearing on a forklift and it just keeps
going. Well, actually, no. What we established last game was that when he's summoned into Arden, he falls asleep.
Okay.
I fall asleep.
And then he goes back to he wakes up.
So Narcos
had a dream.
Yeah.
So
I was driving a forklift, and it cuts to just like a security camera footage of a guy asleep in a forklift.
You see, like, the guy working, like, he's telling, all right, come this way, come this way. Stop! 10 to 4!
He just knocks it into a shelf, and the shelf just, like, fall over like dominoes.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
I'm gonna get fired, Waylon. I'm gonna get fired.
He's wearing his
Amazon Prime shirt.
Then you'll get fired.
Yeah. I mean, truth be told, you might get really injured.
Actually, they might just say he has narcolepsy, and then they couldn't fire him. Yeah. That would be discrimination.
That's true.
And,
I mean, they'll drug test him first anyway. Because
he's gonna wake up in the hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, you might get really injured, and then if you're really injured, they might think you have narcolepsy, and then they won't fire you.
What do you want, Waylon?
Why did I summon him?
I don't know.
Can I kill him?
A distraction. It's fine.
I don't think you can. Oh, try.
Here's a gun.
Repulso, like, flies up to you, and he tries to... He's like a little tiny thing, right? So, yeah, he flies up to you, and he, like, tries to wrap his tiny hands around your throat, and it doesn't really work. And then he starts punching you in the Adam's apple.
Hey. That's kind of annoying.
Why won't you die?
Just flick him away.
He needs to draw the patrols away from us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you and... what I need you to do is create a distraction. I don't know if you want to go with him, Dorla. Or you want to come with us.
I suppose it's my mission. I must.
Come with us or distract him?
It's my mission to get you to the Wolsonshire so that you can go on your mission.
So if you and Repulso, like, create a distraction, we could draw them away from the path.
All right.
That checks out.
I'll follow you along the rooftops. I've got some grenades. She holds up she's got, like, a couple of those bracelets that she stole from the tailor shop that are charged with energy. Repulso, you distract them on the street. I'll try to draw them further away from above.
So and Dorla sitting in a tree.
So she like runs up to a building and like parkours up to the roof.
She's so cool.
And then
I taught her everything she knows.
Leaps across the street from rooftop to rooftop, and Repulso just gonna get drug tested. Kill Will.
Thanks.
he like flips you off with both hands. So make
he's not a bad guy, really.
Make me a level 4 speed test, Will.
Demons are like the definition of bullies.
Will?
Ed. No. You met Ed.
You could do it though.
You're in stasis.
You're doing nothing.
This is for Repulso.
Sorry, Will.
He's rolling with air.
No, he's in stasis, okay.
disappointing my parents still.
Oh my god. Don't worry, you'll look forward to death.
10.
10,
well,
okay.
Why are you always in stasis?
I lowered it to 3. Okay. You hear like if far off in the distance, Repulso like shout something, and then you hear a bunch of that growling, snarling as those things chase after him, and you hear some explosions as Dorla tosses some grenades, and you hear that like receding off into the distance. So they've created a path for you guys. Go ahead, everybody make me a speed roll with a focus on stealth if you've got any kind of stealth skill.
I think that was the first time I've ever done a spin that actually affected the roll. Every other 18. Time, it's either like I'll spend and then roll like a 17.
Yeah.
Or I spend.
Is there, yeah, is there a roll level on a roll?
Go with 3.
11.
11.
15.
Right. What are you doing?
A nat 20.
I got an 18 no, with grape on my shoulder.
you get like a major effect if you roll a 20.
No, yeah. I have running.
Did you roll a 20?
Yes, I did.
Nice.
You're not stealthy. You're just running.
I'm just running.
Like, we all do pretty well, and then Duncan flies in front of us with grape on his shoulder.
What happened to Duncan? Turn around the corner. He's just standing there already.
There's
a second date.
You're drawing more attention to us.
So you guys all like, you know, stealth down the street. Duncan is just running with Brave on his shoulder. The camera tracks with him a little bit, and he just kind of stops behind a butcher shop. There's a statue of a butcher holding a hog like over his shoulder. And just like freezes perfectly behind it, as three of those things led by one of the red guys, go by from street to street.
This was a picture with an ape over his
shoulder.
The guards are looking, you can just see their cone of vision.
Great! I will.
Is that you getting caught?
Let me see.
Yeah, but I didn't actually. I was just doing the funny.
Antonio, how did you do?
16.
Okay, so everybody passed. So I will say that
Jimmy got a major effect.
Yeah, you planned this meetup, so you know a shortcut to get back to the Wolsonshire.
I also put a box over my head so I could just, every time things come by, I just drop down and become a box.
I'm the box ghost!
Exactly. I mean, Avon's two things were fireballs and going invisible, and since he can't go invisible really in this world, he's got fire hands and he just puts a box on.
One of the red guys is walking around and he gets a little exclamation mark over his head, and he turns around, huh? Oh, it's only a box. Walks away.
Like he walked down those steps. Right, the box goes. Starts walking up.
Green
Avon
box.
Shoots him in the leg with an arrow.
Damn rats.
must be the wind.
So
that was a scattering joke.
That
too.
The city of JC is kind of like on a hill around the World Falls. So you get to a place where you see there's like a promenade that overlooks the piers, and you can see the Wolsonshire like right below you.
Like we can just see the recursion? Oh no, the boat's the
boat is the
Wolsonshire. Right, okay, I got you.
So describe what your particular chaos sphere skiff looks like.
It's in the shape of a pirate ship because Avon always wanted to be a pirate, but they didn't exist in this world.
But pirate.
Wait, yeah. So how did he want? Never mind.
He read about them.
Oh, okay.
In the library.
The same way you want to be his lift clown.
Oh, you're right. I do really want to be his lift clown.
So yeah, like I said, you guys are on a walkway or a promenade.
Promenade. Is the mermaid Will?
Yes. I mean, Avon became a god before this happened, so like,
wasn't he the god of like pestilence or something?
He was something. Either that or blades. Or we sacrificed the god of blades.
We sacrificed the god of blades, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is that Avon became a god and got forced to come do this and suddenly is no longer has godlike power, so.
Well, you left the recursion where you were a god.
Don't worry.
You're just a regular man.
Well, you need a break after teaching Kendrel 1,000 years about patience.
That's still going on. For some reason, he's just not getting it. it just got a little gangplank ready for like people to come on, and it's the mast is of good King Wilson.
So there's just a confused looking statue of a man on the prow of your ship.
Yes.
Who's that beautiful guy?
Oh, he was the king at the time.
Is that Will?
What?
You don't want to know. You wouldn't get it. Never mind.
So you guys...
say my name?
You guys...
I almost did the voice you guys give me for that, and I realized that, wait, I just do myself?
Will does a really good Will impression.
Yeah, he's really good.
So in order
I almost
to,
thought it was really him.
In order to get down to the boat, you're either going to have to climb or jump or just...
pray to God.
How about swimming?
Praying to God.
I have both climbing and jumping.
All right, so this is going to be level 4.
Oh, wait.
I have strange lore.
And jumping.
Level 2 if you're jumping, but you'll take damage.
Prestidigitation.
Could I use my eagle-eyed skill to try to find an easier path to like climb down?
Sure. I will let you do that.
What diff would that be?
That lowers it by 1.
Cool.
So
what was originally?
So it was 4. Now it's 3.
Right.
It's 3 because my is 3.
I have a perception skill. To
I ain't too good.
What?
I got a 19.
What's the diff on this?
It was level
4. 4.
I ain't too good. I got 3.
Okay. Air 13.
Alright.
Air 13?
14 for
climbing. You guys are climbing down. Yeah. Are you just jumping?
I was climbing too, but I failed.
Okay.
Climbing is still 4.
Now you're gonna fall.
Climbing is still 4.
Wait, so 12.
Climbing is 4. Jumping is 2.
Yeah, so I got a 13.
More. Wait. I have an edge of... my edge of might is 3, though.
Yep.
So I can go down.
So that will drop it to...
So I tried to climb.
And don't you have a jumping skill?
Yes.
So if I try to fall, I fail.
But you said jumping was 2.
Jumping was 2.
Yes.
So that would make his difficulty 0. His level 0.
So you just automatically...
might die, right?
But if you jump, you just do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go, Brave.
So, Duncan, take a point of might damage.
All right.
Because jumping was a little easier. For you, Ruby, it's less climbing, more falling.
Right.
So you take 3 points in my damage.
So now I have a question.
Yeah.
Now, my options are either jump or climb, and jumping is technically falling, right?
Well, jumping is falling with intention.
Right, so like if I failed at climbing, so I fell. If I tried falling and I failed at it, would I climb?
No.
Pretty sure.
take 3 points on my damage.
Yeah. Gravity has its finger on the scale,
but in real life it would work.
Antonio, how did you do?
On my shoulder.
How did you do?
I climbed down. I got a 10.
Okay.
I got a 19.
The climbing skill, so it only needed to be 9.
All right. I might as well just like.
Avon helps Ruby up where he gets down.
With my 19, do I got a minor effect, right?
Fine. Yes.
Could I stop Ruby from falling? Or would that be a major effect?
Yeah, that would kind of be. You know what? I'll let you do it.
What if he just kicks her on the way down?
Right? He starts climbing down. He's like, "Oh, look, Ruby's
okay,
down."
Okay, wait. Could I?
Oh, you know what? Your easier path that you spot is to like rebound off Ruby.
Oh, okay. So I was gonna say I kick Ruby as she's falling.
Yeah,
but I kick her onto something
softer,
so she takes less damage, but she takes damage from me kicking her.
Okay,
but not the fall.
Alright, so Ruby, you can take 2 points of might back.
Alright, so I only took 1.
But you
so
did
I
get
8.
Kicked by Pizza.
Ow!
You're welcome!
What do you mean you're
I look to the hard ground next to me.
Oh! I'm still ow.
Alright, so you guys set about casting off in the wolf.
Oh, wow, you would have hit that.
Yes.
You guys set about casting off in the Wolfen Shire.
What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor early in the morning?
You
shave his balls with a rusty razor.
Oh, where I'm from, they usually throw them overboard, or sometimes they eat them.
Throw them overboard, or maybe eat them.
Now listen, this cast of pods that you talked about, is that like they cast off with a pod of whales?
Sort of.
No, not at all.
Listeners,
sort of like a whale.
Listeners, in the comments, let us know which of the whales that we podcast with is your favorite.
We're all beluga whales.
Russian spies.
Asian
Bluegills. And they beat Blue Sea.
You're really in a dishonored tangent today. Seeing that, you're going with the rats.
Yeah.
Well.
Rails, the songs.
Alright. Can someone roll me...
Teleporting and stabbing people in the back?
Can someone roll me 4d6?
I have 4d6 right here.
I have
Do you want them added together or individual?
Added together.
Oh, that's unfortunate. That's a very good roll. 21.
21. All right. So it's going to take you guys almost a month.
Oh.
Perfect.
Well,
a month with
we're
going to
have a problem in 3 days.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, yeah.
21 days of flip. Why are you never drunk?
3 days.
Wait a minute.
He'll move on to other sea shanties.
I might have a fix for this. Because I have another cipher which lets me drain energy from other ciphers to recharge ciphers. I just need to
keep powering
them. I can only do it once.
I don't think you're gonna get it to go last for 3 months.
No, 1 month.
One month. It's 26 days.
I have to see. I don't remember
it's
how
still,
much.
There's still only six. You're short by 20. I don't think it's worth looking at.
Can we? Like, is there ropes on the ship?
Yeah, it's a ship.
Can we just tie up ropes to break?
Tie them to the mast as if we're on the Odyssey and we're trying to prevent it from being floored out by the sirens.
It takes...
I think Rafe is just going for a 23-day challenge that he wasn't aware of.
All right, so...
He's been dragged?
Should I just go
Yeah.
No.
Ooh. No, you're about to snap out of here.
We're just gonna. Can we tie him up so then he can't doesn't murder us?
I think
tie him to the mast so he won't kill us.
I think it's 8 hours. I don't remember how long, but when Repulsor goes back in the necklace, he shows up. Like it takes him a little while to recharge. So I summon him multiple times on the trip.
I'm still in the hospital, Waylon.
Did you get fired?
No, I didn't get fired, but they drug tested me.
And did you pass?
No.
There's an opioid.
Well, no, failing is good. That means you don't test positive for drugs.
All right, so I can only get us another 3 days.
Not worth it.
They would have failed him. I'd rather fired him if he failed the drug test.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do the 13th age montage thing.
Let's real time role play this month
for the next 26 days.
All right.
Akos, what is one problem that you guys encounter on the journey?
Brape waking up.
I mean, all right.
Yeah.
So you guys know that Brape is going to wake up in 3 days.
Oh, no, I know. I tell him. We've got 3 days until Brape wakes up. And he's still going to be in a berserker rage.
So, Ruby, how do you solve that problem?
You lock him in the brig with the captain's daughter.
With the captain's daughter.
I don't have an ability.
Poor captain's daughter's dead, and she...
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have to be one of
your abilities.
I mean,
the captain's daughter might kick your ass. You don't know.
Yeah.
It can just be something that Ruby does.
I was going to suggest, like we were saying before, suggest tying him up.
Tie him up to the mast or tie him up in a brig?
Tie him to the mast so he won't kill us.
Well, you are really good at the, you know... Are you also an escape artist in addition to being a magician?
Sure.
All right. So
I think I might have
to do the listening audience loves her escape tricks.
That was Peter Petrelli.
You know how to tie some pretty gnarly knots.
Peter Petrelli was a magician escape artist.
Let's role play this out for a bit.
Okay.
Maybe like a you know just a small vignette.
yeah.
Brape. You come to, and the terrible person who farted poison at you, who you were just about to skewer, is no longer there, and you find yourself tied to the mast of a ship.
All right.
So what do you do?
I'm gonna try and break out of the mast. I'm gonna try and break out of the ropes.
All right. We're not gonna have you roll. We're not gonna have you roll for that.
Why?
You are not able to break free.
Oh.
I want to break free! so, is anyone there to Welcome break.
Probably not Piz Dipple.
Duncan will be there.
Yeah, Duncan.
Yeah, right. That makes sense.
So you're hey, struggling buddy. Against the ropes, and mm-hmm. you see Duncan, your good buddy.
The way I'm picturing the scene is we see Brape and Duncan, and the camera rotates so we can see behind the mask, and all of us are there with weapons, just waiting in case.
And Whaley, time in the mask.
Come on, buddy. Come on.
He just looks at
me. It's the call of the siren. They call him to the sea.
He looks at now Duncan with rage.
Duncan, you can hear the sounds of the rope straining, but Ruby sure knows how to tie some knots.
Mm-hmm. It comes in handy in many a situation.
I'm going to read his mind with 4 points.
Why?
It's just
he's kill. Angry.
Literally, kill.
Because I'm going to spend points because they're going to recharge by the time you get there.
It's true.
It's going to read it out. It's going to be the giant message of kill.
You just see so red.
That's what you yeah. what, give Wayland an image from your mind.
Okay. It's blood red letters that say kill.
Uh-oh. Wow. Wait, so am I reading it backwards? What?
And rage. Rage, kill.
Where's Lilith?
Oh, good. He wants to kill his rage. He's calming down.
So, kill with rage.
Here's
kill
the with story.
Tell him a joke.
Kill.
Thousands slash 5 minutes?
In
30 years?
I think even in bloodier letters, Piz Dipple, period.
I'm good at working the crowd. I could try to calm down.
You'll calm down.
We're on a pirate ship right now.
It takes about 10 hours.
Get a little piece of plate.
I think
paper
one.
No, I think it's about 10 hours.
I think.
All right, we'll let Meyer roleplay the scene because he's been trying for like 2 minutes.
It's Will's thing. He ignores roleplay.
So, what do you think we're going to be doing?
I'm just trying to figure out what it is.
Get your book away
from
me!
I'll look it up.
Well, he can't walk away from you now.
I'll look it up. Okay. I'm raging. What do you do?
So, we're on a pirate ship right now, and, you gotta calm down, buddy. Listen. I've been carrying on my shoulder for a while. It was pretty... He jumped down to the ship, which was...
Don't judge me.
Okay, I'll give you a hug instead.
No!
I think you're making it worse, Duncan.
You might be in biting range if you hug him.
Use Mike the headbutt him?
No rolls in these two. Just roll.
All right. He headbutts him.
I take it. I'm Duncan.
Yeah, I was going to say, you headbutt your head.
I keep doing it until he lets go.
So this is how I...
He does it until one of them passes out.
You guys just all watch. As Brape headbutts Duncan repeatedly.
Listen.
It just gets this, like,
knot. My is higher than yours, so you get knocked out before I do.
Just gets to this knot on his head.
No face. You're 14, I'm at 18, so you get knocked out way before I get knocked out.
And Duncan's just like, okay, buddy. You do
right
what you
now,
need
I'm
do.
At 24.
Just let it out.
I'm at 24 right now.
It doesn't matter. We're not rolling or anything for this. So it's just you guys it's just like, headbutting each other.
Plus 8 when I'm in Berserk.
Well, it doesn't matter. You guys are just headbutting him. There's nothing happening. We're not doing anything else.
You remain Berserk for up to 10 minutes, Will.
It was 10 hours.
Minutes, hours, days, whatever.
Years.
So the rest of the scene is just
10-something.
The rest of the scene is just Brape headbutting Duncan.
Seconds.
And Duncan calmly explaining everything that's been going on for the past 3 days.
We were running away and
listen, you're not going
to get
Avon
starts like,
if,
playing like drums in to the beat of like, ting, ting, ting.
Nothing's working. I mean,
stop rolling.
Well...
if I roll, I have a chance of coming out of it.
No, you're going to come out of it in 10 minutes anyway. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's just a flavor scene, Will. We're not turning this into a fight.
Fight. Will just loves the combat of Strange.
No, I hate it.
So then why do you want to do it?
Why are you like, I want to roll. Let me start a fight.
Because I've been in stasis for a long time.
You don't realize that.
You don't even know that.
Hold on, Will. Roll to see if you need to roll.
It's fine.
I'll let you know.
Alright, 10 minutes goes by.
Yeah, so yeah, eventually Brave tires himself out. You guys on time.
Aw, look at him.
I'll carry him to bed.
Are you two okay?
Okay.
That looks rather painful.
I'm gonna carry him to bed. He's tired.
You're gonna tuck him in? Yeah.
What is another issue that you guys face on your 26-day sail?
At the tuck-in Waylon.
Through the Strange.
Tuck him into
so
bed.
Keep in mind, it is just a crazy nonsense environment of,
yeah.
of fractal spirals.
Don't worry about it. I got it then.
Okay.
It's crazy nonsense. A squid storm.
Squid storm?
Yeah. Squid storm.
The kid
rock storm.
It's actually very dangerous. They're very big squids.
But they're probably alien squids. Because they came from the chaos sphere. As an experienced strange captain, Avon, you know that sometimes schools of alien squid blow through, and it is incredibly dangerous for any chaos skiff caught unawares.
And it's incredibly annoying. Even you can.
So Will, mm-hmm. how does Brape solve this problem?
How does Brape solve the problem? Of
a squid storm. Alien squid storm.
Quite
rolling.
Storm.
A big squid.
Thank you for joining us in the conversation.
Prolonged combat.
Why don't you roll to figure it out?
No.
What do you got? What do you do? Well, 13.
Squid storm. So it's like squids falling from the sky.
They're schools of alien squid that fly through the Strange and latch onto ships.
It's like boomers.
They basically like tear them apart.
Well, I'm supposed to have a hammer. Can I just like knock them off the ship as they're coming?
Okay. You climb out to the prow, and you tell Captain Avon to sail head on into the squid storm, and you just knock them away as they come closer.
Wait, you want a what? It's a squid storm. It's not like alright, bud.
Just do it.
Alright, bud. I just sail on through. Sailing on.
There's a shot of the squid, you know, just flying in, and the ship approaching. You just see Brape standing on the prow, grabbing onto King Wilson's head and screaming as he
So it's a character played by Will, hanging on a character made up to be looked like Will,
knocking squids out of the air
that have Will's face for some reason.
So Meyer.
Yes, ma'am.
What is another problem that you guys encounter on your journey to go visit the Archcoder?
Another squid.
Tisdable is bored and just doing some questionable things.
All right, so Pisdible, what questionable things did you get up to?
I feel like Piss Nipple will be bored after a couple days. And
where are my keys? I think, well, Piss Nipple spent the first part studying the magic scrolls of Ardenian dentistry he found.
Uh-huh.
But then he gets bored. He wrote to his pen pal. He's probably going to start setting some small fires. just to see how everyone else reacts to them.
Okay, what do you doing?
Well, poorly.
Can I help?
Yeah, sure. Here, hold this
tinder.
That's
how he solves the problem.
All right.
By exacerbating
it. All right, so I'm going to say, Waylon, how do you solve this problem?
He helps him.
I don't think he does.
What I was going to say was you solve it by being incredibly inept and helping him start fires.
All right, hold on. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. That's all right, I got more. Here. All right, now just hold it. I'm gonna.
You get a little spark. I gotta add more and just smother it.
All right, here we go. Some more. All right, now put it in that barrel so it'll catch.
Okay. Ow! 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 Oh, I threw it overboard. And that hurt a little bit. It was hot.
Yeah, it was fire.
I'm sorry.
What? Have you never set fires before just to see how people react?
No.
All right. You know how I usually take ship rides?
How?
We cut to Wayland in manacles in the brig.
This doesn't seem like a very fun way to travel.
I never said it was.
And what's my character? It's Dracht.
Grithok.
Oh, is he going to do the ship?
Me down there.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, he knows Grithok.
Yeah. Oh, hey, it's the orc guy.
Oh, Grithok.
Hey, Miss Dimple, let me out of here. I hate the water.
Oh, don't worry. We're not on the water.
We're in a boat.
Yeah, no, but it's like a flying boat that's moving through this strange magical void. We're like... in a place that doesn't really exist between worlds.
And that's how I saw it. He gets distracted by Grithok.
He never makes sense.
All right.
Look, you got a window right there. Look.
Actually, there are no windows on Chaos Skiffs. Because if you stay...
Now tell me.
How, Zelda?
if you stay above deck too long, you start to go insane. From staring off into the fractal nonsense of the strange.
Right.
So, Jade.
His dimple, on the other hand, just makes it look like the inside of his eyelids.
It does look really cool.
So, James, mm-hmm. What is another problem that you guys encounter?
Avon stays above deck for too long and starts to go a bit insane by staring into the void of nothingness.
Right.
Because in his mind, he's a captain of a pirate ship, and the captain needs to make sure they're going the right way.
All right. How...
You look so proud of yourself coming up with that.
How many days...
It might be the slight concussion.
How many days do you spend keeping watch above decks?
At least a week.
Okay, so 7 days.
There's no sum to really tell time, so he's just... been out there.
7 sleeps.
Alright, so I'll give you the alienation effect then. You lose 7 points from all 3 of your pools.
Yeah, way to go for just flavor scenes.
Yeah. Well, he didn't roll.
No, he didn't.
Will wanted to roll for nothing.
And, Piss Dipple, how do you solve this
18.
Problem?
You wasted it.
God damn it.
After a week or so, Piss Dipple... So Pizdipple locked Wayland in the brig and was talking to Grithok and eventually got bored of that too.
Okay.
So went up on deck.
To start another fire.
Of course. And then got distracted by the pretty colors, and then turned and saw Avon, I guess sort of catatonic.
So yeah, Avon, what does it look like when you
drool out of the mouth? No, he's just staring off, and he's taking the captain role to heart, and he's acting like a pirate captain. And he's just sitting there, like, mumbling to himself about boarding the other ships and stealing all of their stuff.
Something more like Steve the Pirate.
E-R.
E-R.
Hey, look, it's Steve the Pirate.
His favorite, the Pirate.
Your best player.
So Pizdipple literally drags Avon below decks.
Avon,
ties him to a bed.
You were trying to put holes in my ship.
It's a mutiny.
It's a mutiny! No, I'm the captain! No, we gotta take the other ships! The British are coming!
It's, okay, come on. Let's go.
You got it. That's it.
Yeah. Pizdipple did not sign up for this.
The British,
he's gone insane.
He's been in Seattle for a while.
He's in the strange. It all just kind of melts together. Yeah, so Pizdipple brings him down below decks and ties him to a bed. To ride out.
He ends up in the brig with Grithok.
Pizdipple's slow mutiny is working.
I think you just tie him to his bed so that he's not interrupted by others to make it worse.
Well, you've finally gone completely insane, young man. Mm-hmm.
You still owe me rent, though.
Yes.
You'll get your rent, you wench.
So, all the decks, walk the plank. I'll kill half of one of you. Alright, so eventually you guys arrive at your destination, which is a strange recursion floating in space.
Wow, it's amazing. It's strange.
I found you in the brig because I was looking for you because I had to tuck you in at night when we were there.
Hey! I got locked up in the brig.
Oh, God. Oh, my good God, get out of there. Gotta go to it's bedtime for you, buddy.
Okay. He lays down.
I got out the door, I pick him up, and I throw him in the bed.
Grithok's gone. He's been stolen by somebody else.
No, he's probably hanging around.
It's been a couple of days. Avon, so you can take five of your 7 points, but I have my one.
Yeah. You can't have chocolate.
You guys arrive at a recursion out in the strange that is known as the Machine.
What was she, the Machine?
The Machine. It is a mile wide construct made of like weird pistons and gears and linkages. There are all kinds of. It is an extremely complex running mechanism that is just sort of hanging out in the fundament. You can actually hear it from a couple of miles off. The clacking of gears. You think you hear some kind of a. It almost sounds like a steam engine, but massive. You hear incredibly immense cogs on the inside of this thing, meshing with a huge like sonorous rumble.
Sonorous.
So that's pretty big.
Sonorous.
Sonorous.
That said sonorous.
No.
What's like that word?
It's a new word.
Yeah.
It's where you solder a lot of things.
Yeah. You get flux all over.
It's a machine. You know, is that whole thing the Great Coder, or do they like have a piece?
Are you the Great Coder?
It does not answer.
It's a machine. It's not sentient.
You just know that she's here.
Okay.
I'm going to assume in those 26 days I could have gained my 1 point of might and my 1 point of mental back.
Everybody except Avon can refresh the
Do points. You play Pinochle?
Welcome to the game, James. Aren't you glad you're here?
First, you just need a special deck.
Cecil is also with the brick.
Two of every suit from 9 to king. No days, excuse me, days. Then we just bet on who gets the best meld.
He never liked playing with me because I never understood the rules.
It's all right. I don't understand the rules.
A lot of people from our recursions keep appearing in the brig.
Yeah, it's a weird place.
They just find their way there.
Groovy!
So, someone is going to have to pilot the skiff into this recursion.
I'll do it!
Maybe the captain?
Well...
Nope. Nothing's going up.
Well, no.
I actually have Chaos Sphere Navigation, so I'm probably not a bad choice.
No. Okay, so that's I'm going to make that a level 4 check.
Okay, is that level 4 with it or
level 4 without? So
okay, so level 3.
Level 3
plus my edge, so it's level 2.
Level 2.
So I was a good choice.
I am the captain of this ship. You will not be taking control, sir.
I rolled a 5.
So you fail.
Shit, I rolled a 5.
You can use XP.
Yeah, use an XP to re-roll.
I don't have any XP.
Oh, well, we're fucked.
You have no XP.
Alright, I can't spend after I roll, right?
No, you cannot. So Waylon takes the helm.
Avon tries to stop him, but everyone stops Avon from stopping him.
It's alright, I got this.
For some reason, I feel he's the best choice.
To be fair, Avon has not been the best captain. He went crazy and...
Yeah, no.
And he spent a lot of the time trying to steal Ruby's spell book. Or trying to convince her to share it with her.
So, Waylon, you steer the ship into what looks like a big cavity, like an opening in the side of it. In between some running gears. It looks like it's a little bit tight. There's only a couple of feet of clearance between the sails, which are like really big. I'm guessing the sails are, do you fly like the Jolly Roger flying?
Of course.
Okay. So they're black sails. One of them has a massive skull and crossbones on it. There's only a couple of feet of clearance between the spinning, the teeth of the spinning gears, and the edges of the sails. But you make it, the ship passes into shadow as you enter the interior of this thing, and you see a place to land the skiff off in the distance, and you sort of turn the wheel to make for it, that was easy. And you see there's like a rack focus from you in the foreground to a giant pendulum that is slowly swinging toward the ship. And it strikes the ship. It strikes the Wolstonshire amidships.
Right in the brig. Goodbye, Grithog.
and splits her in two.
Bye, Greta and Susan and everyone else.
So everybody make me a level 6 speed defense test.
Oh dear. I'm gonna waste some points.
Level 6 speed defense.
I have defense, so that's 5.
How many times can I use effort?
As many as your effort on the
goddamn damn okay, ball. So I was told we cruise the seas for American gold. We
I used 2 levels of it.
I got a 19. What level is this?
I also got a 19.
6.
I used 2 levels of it to make it down to difficulty 4, so it's 12 and it's 13.
Nice.
Yeah,
we'll probably.
What have you done to my ship?
Natural
20.
5. Alright, so Duncan, you get a major effect. So you're uninjured.
Yes!
The ship is healed.
So what do you do? What's remarkable about how Duncan survives the ship crashing in 2 pieces? The bow and the stern kind of break away from each other.
Yeah. So the first one it was like whoever the bow was, I guess, broke.
Yeah.
Breaking off. It was going down first, so he was on that side looking at it. So he ran up that side and jumped to the other side on the what stern?
The stern of the ship.
Because that was
as it pivoted, you just jumped with it and slingshot it.
Yeah, yeah.
Waylon just stands there and salutes. I'll go down with the ship. Ba 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 ba.
Bye, Waylon.
I was going to say, Avon got pissed for you crashing his ship, so he pushed you while he was trying to escape.
You got a 19.
You couldn't give up.
So you get a minor effect.
Hmm.
Do you want to use it to save Waylon?
Wait, who else failed?
Chris. Well, I eventually passed because I used XP to reroll, and I spent 2 effort.
I saved nobody.
So eventually,
what did you get?
Eventually, yes.
Well, I took away 2 and got 14.
Oh.
So,
all right.
You're good.
Yeah, I'll save Waylon. He killed his mom, and that was cool.
Alright. So, how does Pizdipple save Wind?
As I'm standing there, saluting humming taps.
So, could everyone else get damage, or?
Well, we're still dealing with the remarkable
Pizdipple
success.
Pizdipple can't carry him.
Kiri.
I mean, I got a 19 as well. I guess we could just say we both grabbed him under each arm and
just took him.
That's
what I was thinking. Like, Pizdipple just, like, ran up and pushed him over the side.
Okay.
And he just happens to, like, land on something.
Hey, I brought the ship. I should go down with it.
I'll say this, just to modify Meyer's narration about what Duncan said. So the bow is, like, breaking off and falling away. Duncan leaps to the stern and then does kind of a jump off the side of the ship. So there are a whole bunch of, like, panels set at different angles. It looks like they're set on chains, like conveyor chains, and they're moving back and forth. The panel is a couple of football fields wide. Everything in this place is enormous. But you're passing close enough to it. you're passing close enough to it that Duncan, it's almost, it's weird because gravity seems to be pulling the bow of the ship down to one of the panels below you, but Duncan lands on the panel and stands up like sideways.
Oh, that's pretty geeky.
As if he's in a different field of gravity. So you guys see this, and you run up, and the two of you, Avon and Pisdipal, grab Waylon by his armpits and do the same thing, leap over the side.
Pisdipal grabs him by like his knees. Pisdipal is little.
That's right.
His tiny little penis.
And you,
Pisdipal jumps on his shoulder and starts grabbing his hair to make him move forward.
Pisdipal Steve.
Oh, no. That's what it is. Pisdipal, Waylon's like standing and just saluting. Pisdipal runs up and jumps on his back from behind and goes, yeah! And Waylon stumbles forward and falls off the edge.
So Waylon, you take 1 point of mic damage. And how did the rest of you guys do?
I succeeded.
All right, were you in the bow or the stern?
I forget which is which.
The bow is the front, the stern is the rear.
Let's say I was in the stern.
Okay.
Stern.
Yes.
All buoy.
So, in that case, you're I guess in your cabin, when a giant pendulum shears through the ship, and you see the front section of it start to like pull away and fall and crumble into.
I'm picturing she's like in her cabin, like practicing. I'm the premier of prestidigitation.
I didn't do that.
Maybe I did. I shouldn't have.
Oops, I shouldn't have done that.
So how do you escape from the crash?
I never tell anyone I did that.
Let's see.
From the brig, I was watching you. I saw you do that.
From the brig, you just hear, there it is.
Is there rope around?
Yeah, that. It's a ship, so.
So, can I try to lasso something?
Just runs at them with
it. Avon's never sailed before, so he just put ropes everywhere throughout the ship. Ropes all over the place, because he thought every time someone said something, he read, and it was like, oh, pull the hoist sails. And he's like, oh, we need to pull the rope.
So maybe I could try to, you know, since I'm so good with rope, it seems.
Okay.
I could try to, you know, tie it to something and swing on out of there.
Yeah, sure. You don't have to roll because you did the speed defense thing, right?
Right.
You said you got a 14?
13.
13. Okay, so yeah, you succeed. What do you latch your rope onto?
The falling half of the ship.
The pendulum.
Duncan.
And then a rope just cinches around him.
Oh well, a piece of the upright part, the bow of the ship.
Well, so you're like on one of the lower decks in the stern,
right.
And the bow is kind of doing one of these, like it's sinking and like splintering as it falls. So you probably don't want to lasso onto that.
Well, no, if she's lassoing onto that to swing across, then as it's going up, it can give her the up momentum that she needs to go forward.
Okay, so you got to do this. Okay. So you swing off of a section of the bow and you land next to these folks.
Nah.
Some ways away. Antonio, how about you?
Alright, I've been thinking about this. I don't think there's really much Antonio could do, but I did manage to pass. So I think he was in his room pacing because he's been at sea for a month and can't get coke.
So, he just gets into a lifeboat.
So he happens to be right where the ship is splitting. He steps on the one part. And the back half just falls off, and he walks to the end of the room, turns around, and then there's just not, like, half of his room anymore.
All right, so you're in the bow of the ship as it's falling forward?
No, he's in the part that isn't falling.
Okay,
like,
he walks off
of it, and as soon as he steps off, it starts to fall off.
Okay.
He doesn't notice until he gets to the other end of the room
and turns back?
Yeah.
All right, so how do you escape?
He escapes by being the part that isn't falling.
Well, the stern is sort of starting to list to port.
Okay, so I eventually have to get out. But
yeah, you do.
All right. Well, I'll
but you're
go
not...
out the door to my room and go up top.
Okay. By the time
I'll calmly walk.
By the time you get with there, the ship has listed about like 45 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting
Eric's
to get
favorite list.
A little uncomfortable to walk.
Well, yeah. Jericho.
So you manage to catch sight of several of your companions who are now on this giant moving platform.
Hey, Antonio! I rode Wayland!
You're still riding me!
Yeah, I know! Yeah!
Jump?
I guess I got to
sure, maybe a jump test.
What's the difficulty here?
I'll go with level 3.
Okay, and I've got a jump skill, so it's 2, so I don't think I need to spend 15.
Alright, so you kind of hop over the rail of the ship and run down the starboard side of the hull,
yeah,
and just take a running leap. And again, gravity kind of shifts strangely as you jump and you land on the platform as if it were down. And Brape,
mm-hmm,
where were you?
I was in the stern.
You were in the stern.
Tied to the mast still.
I was sleeping on
the top. Yeah, I knew we forgot something.
How did you do on your roll?
I did a 14. So
how do you escape from the ship before it crashes?
I'm gonna see them and I'm gonna jump onto the platform. So
you can monkey bar your way out.
All right. You do so.
You should go in the lifeboat and there's a guy sneaking out with a jet board
already.
Yeah, that was your 14.
What's the name?
Love it wrong.
Yeah.
He just wants to roll dice.
Will really loves the strength.
He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to roll play. He wants to roll dice.
You guys see the stern of the ship just sort of drifts off to the side and gets caught in the teeth and crushed between two enormous gears.
Oh.
You see the bow of the ship crash onto another one of those moving platforms. And you look over the side and you see the other cast members who are guest starring who are trapped in the brig. And they all crawl out and they kind of like wave up to you that they're okay.
I look
no
at
one cares.
I look at Avon. Oops.
Avon.
I told you. I didn't want you piloting my ship. Now look what you did. And you all let him. You all let him do it. Look what he did. He destroyed my ship.
To be fair, I was sleeping.
Who is this guy again?
I don't really know.
He's a wizard.
He's kind of... He went crazy for a bit, and I saved his
life.
But
you're a wizard too, aren't you?
You think he'd be a little more grateful.
Well,
you know?
Kind of.
And he's a wizard. And
yeah.
Hey,
I'm a sorcerer. Oh, look at me. I was born with magic powers. Not like us wizards. We had to sit and learn it.
So, the platform that you guys are on is kind of like... You see the
don't leave for life.
You see the drive chains underneath it. It's just like a big, long conveyor. But it just kind of lurches as if it hit some kind of exchange. And all of a sudden, you're moving in a different direction. And your perspective kind of shifts as the platform reorients itself. And it draws you deeper into the structure.
Uh-oh, I'm getting nauseous.
Do you think this will conveniently lead us to where we need to go?
Maybe. It certainly helps, so.
Is anyone else suddenly getting vertigo?
Nope.
Not yeah.
I'm fine.
it leads you past pistons and gears.
Anybody else hear you two playing?
And it's very industrial.
That's
that thrum, that basso hum gets louder and louder.
Oh man, Pistabol is just going crazy with the colors. If it's just constant sound vibrations.
Yeah.
Guys, do you see the blue in the air?
No. I taste the blue.
Oh, you guys are missing out. It's really cool.
Avon tastes me.
I mean, the sky is blue.
The air is blue.
So the platform
is
eventually...
the sky air, though?
Okay, I mean, you hear that thrum from the machinery? There's that general sound?
Like a big potato.
That's blue. It's really pretty.
Oh, yeah.
The platform eventually stops in a big open chamber. You it's a little bit like anticlimactic. You know, nothing. The machine continues to run around you. The gears turn. The engine is moving.
I don't have it either.
Oh God.
Yeah, I don't know where.
Oh no, it came back over here. My bad. My hat was hiding it.
I'm sorry.
Will, can I have a rhyme? I could use some ice and tea.
Oh my God, everything's on fire.
he just deleted everything Ryan wrote. Oh my God.
Game over.
That escalated quickly.
So,
well, that's the end of Strange Guys. You're welcome.
That's me.
It's only the system that sucks.
Yeah.
So you guys just sort of stop. And
listen.
Nothing reveals itself, but you feel as if something is watching you, waiting for something.
All right.
So what do you do?
Hi. I'm waiting.
Hello.
I'm here.
I'm the great captain with an Avon.
Well, you're not much of a captain anymore.
Shut up! I'm a captain without a ship. I'm still a captain. I got my captain's license.
I don't think you can be a captain without a ship.
You know, you say you used to be a bully, and then you're not, but then you've been kind of acting like a bully this whole trip.
I am not a bully.
Duncan, do you know, I saved his life. He didn't even say thank you.
That's a bully thing to do.
Yeah.
Plus, at all those times you try to steal from Ruby Galeen. Okay.
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna have to defend Avon here. I just destroyed his ship. I can understand him being a little miffed.
Miffed at you? I saved his life 2 weeks ago. He never said anything.
When did you save my life?
See?
Wow. That is bully behavior if I ever heard.
Is this about trying to steal from her?
Let's all get along. I think that Avon is doing his best. All right? And,
you know what? I agree with that.
I don't understand.
I'm saying he sucks.
That's mean.
That is bully behavior too, that too.
Yeah, well, I never said I wasn't a bully.
That's true.
Look, hello, mysterious presence. We can feel you. Are you really just going to let us keep doing this shit?
Good point.
Make me a level 2 intellect roll.
Is this
everybody or just?
Yeah, is it social or do
yeah,
I
it's
get
social?
All right, so it's level 3. Could I use Strange Denizens or Strange Lore?
I have
sure.
I have
right, so
you're going to say
Strange
Denizens.
Everybody, you're just pissed.
Just pissed, Dipple. He's
13.
13, okay.
Strange Denizens.
People strange.
The machinery kind of starts to break apart. The gears fly off of their crankshafts. The pistons, fall off into nothingness. The linkages just sort of like flap away like butterflies, and you find yourself floating in the naked strange again.
All of us or just me?
All of you.
Okay.
It is so. The fundament here is like an amber color, and you see these constantly forming and breaking apart, shifting spiral patterns, a group of enormous eyes, each about 4 feet long.
A group
of them.
So many eyes.
Open all around you.
I'm here to make a trade. Equipment exchange.
I just thought of a mean joke.
Which is?
Ryan's overcompensating.
Right, so Pizdipple gets knocked off.
I actually was a little bit expecting the arch coder to be Ryan.
I mean, we haven't figured out yet.
Or maybe it's us.
There was a Noah Squad game where it was ripped open and we saw us playing.
Is one of the set of eyes missing an eye, Ryan?
Well, then it would always be a set.
Why would you thank me?
Well, here's the thing. The Archcoder is an actual thing that I got from the book.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's
so
not...
were we actually in the book?
No.
Imagine that.
Yes, we were. Monty Cook put us all in the book.
The Archcoder is...
I was wondering what that release from Monty Cook Games was for. That would make sense.
I mean, I don't know. I don't remember signing away my likeness rights, but...
Oh, I signed it for everyone.
You did, okay. Yeah,
I did it myself.
Yeah, Alex
Wait, wouldn't that just be Ryan signing a bunch of...
I have your power of attorney.
Yeah, power of attorney and notary.
Oh, yeah, but we're all Ryan, so wouldn't it just be Ryan sitting there signing whatever several
times? But no, I'm the part of Ryan's personality.
So Ryan, as you, signed for all of us.
Yes.
Correct.
There we go.
And Chris notarized it.
Yes.
Ryan as Chris.
Yeah.
Notarized.
You hear whispers coming from all around you in 1,000 dead languages. And
Esperanto.
Yeah, there's Esperanto in there.
Care Joe's.
One rare with the Ashok is speak Esperanto.
I'm gonna start speaking in Klingon, because Waylon knows Klingon.
You hear in Klingon, why have you come? It sounds very violent and aggressive. There's a lot of consonants.
We wanna see in Klingon. We wanna see the Archcoder.
Are you okay? You're coughing a lot.
Speaking Klingon, I'll teach it to you.
I'll speak
like German with a cold.
I can speak
Skier. What's Klingon?
Dogpath Archeth Codereth.
I don't understand what anyone is saying.
You hear a voice say, I am she.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, she.
Hello.
I'm Ruby Gleam, Spellweaver Supreme. That's it. I just wanted to introduce myself.
I'm Waylon Brown, a.k.a. Lord Deimos.
I'm Pistiple, and in all seriousness, I love what you've done with this place.
It's a pleasure to meet all of you.
I'm Duncan, and I forgot why I'm here.
I am Avon, the greatest wizard.
And I'm not so great.
Just kidding.
Is that a monkey? Hey, I'm sorry.
I don't remember why I'm here either.
So, you're
quite pretty.
Yeah, well, that's true. But also, the whole thing with the keys, it's creating kind of a problem that may undo the entire multiverse.
Your species is quite young. You've not seen this happen before, but I've seen it many times. Civilizations far greater than your own have fallen to the machinations of the planetivores.
We would like our civilization to not fall.
Well, and then what do? You, like, remake everything?
Well, I watch.
Huh.
Oh, that's good. I'm a god where I come from. I watch. I sometimes intervene. You gonna help us intervene?
Let me tell you, intervening's the best.
Nothing like a good intervention.
Eric's favorite veining.
No, the veining shrimp.
I suppose I could.
What?
It would be quite easy for me.
With the veining, but different.
All right, so do it.
Can it be in a way that helps us not let our universes be destroyed? Because I kind of like mine. I worked really hard on it.
All my stuff is there.
Hey, my friend.
But tell me, what makes you worthy?
If I don't pay the rent, I am going to be beaten mercilessly by a severed head. And, I don't think I can live with that debt unpaid. So I need to save my world. Everybody's there.
Right, you can ignore him. He's not really he's our chauffeur.
Okay, well, I understand that you all have loved ones and families. Maybe not all of them.
Well, I have a family.
See where I'm from.
I'm an orphan, so I didn't have a family, but then I met the Candlewick and I met a bunch of my friends who are now my family.
I mean, there's this Pipple, but he's kind of a bad egg.
But you just said you have a fake brother.
Yeah, you admitted he was fake to get out of that room or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought I admitted that. Did I say he was fake?
Yeah. Although...
No, you said that you pushed Seldar into...
Right, I know. Pistiple admitted to doing it.
Yeah, and you said that you blamed it on your fake brother. You did.
Alright.
I don't think that should stop necessarily Pistiple from going back to using it anyway.
Yeah. Alright, I'm sticking with it. I was thinking that maybe if Diz Pipple was fake, he actually does have a twin brother, not named Diz Pipple.
Jeff.
Pipple.
Jeff.
I sacrificed my life to save an old lady that I wronged once.
I think are you talking like on a macro scale?
Well, yes.
Okay.
You as individuals don't matter to me. I've existed for billions of years. Uh-huh. I've watched countless civilizations.
Well, you look
rise
great for
hell.
Yeah, but you don't really exist either.
Well,
I mean, we're all pretty much created by the same people.
So a humanoid figure starts to coalesce out of this mass of eyes that, like, swirls around you guys.
Oh, God. Oh, it's dead.
And no details emerge, but you get the sense of a feminine figure with long,
yep,
flowing hair, and big hands and lanky limbs.
Everything but the hair, really. Listen. I know everybody makes fun of me, but I'm talking about this podcast that I listen to. And it just happened on the boat. Everybody on that boat was a character from that podcast. So that's telling me that this is probably still part of the podcast.
Well, yes. Everything in the Strange, especially around... Everything in the network, she wouldn't call it the Strange. Everything in the network is affected by the subconscious thoughts of the beings that inhabit prime worlds. Especially on your world.
What world? Earth?
Earth.
Well, that's not my world. That just happens to be where I live.
Yeah, no, wait. You just said especially there, right? So that's why we're special and you should save us.
You used the word special.
Yeah, you said it yourself.
Because of the Aleph component.
The what?
Yes.
Elf?
English?
The Aleph component. It crashed into your planet while it was forming.
That's exactly what I mean. Perfect. That's why.
If you...
Yeah.
Hold on one moment, and then you feel like some enormous mental presence like rooting through your minds.
Stop.
It's like
I die.
Oh, guys, is that Meyer?
It's like a server on the network.
The out thing or are
the Aleph component.
Oh, okay.
Is one weakness.
Well, have any of those other civilizations that you watch, they ever come to you and ask for help?
Many have.
Oh.
And I've helped some of them.
Oh.
So what is the Aleph component and what makes it up and where is it from?
My people made it when we made the network.
And who are your people?
I don't remember, to be honest. My consciousness has degraded over the hundreds of millions of years of my existence.
So make it up. You're like some big archcoder storyteller person. You can make it up. Create your own backstory.
Perhaps we are your people. You don't remember. Perhaps we are.
Maybe, just maybe, just once, you could just save us. Instead of letting the thing happen again and again.
Well,
chase the pattern.
That's actually why I stopped intervening, because I learned that no matter what I did, the wolves at the door were too ravenous. The planetivores found a way to break through regardless of what I did. They're out there loose in the network, and I'm powerless to stop them.
Has any planet ever grown up around an Aleph component before?
Yours would be the first.
Well, then there you go. Maybe Earth is obviously special. Maybe it's special enough to stop the planetivores. So it would be in your best interest to help, so that way you could see something new.
Yeah, we're really good at being heroes, so...
We're also really against being devoured alive, just as a species in general. Most people I've ever met don't like it, so... They'd be really gung-ho to make it not happen.
Ah, yes, I had a magic trick at home where I would get devoured alive, and I always pop right out, and it's very unpleasant, but it gets the crowd going.
Wait, it gets them going in a good way or a bad way?
In a good, well, when I save myself, they very much enjoy it.
Oh, okay.
Where?
This is on Umzar.
Yeah.
You are all quite strange. Quite the collection of characters.
Yes, literally and figuratively.
I don't know how we got here.
Listen, I don't want to die because I feel like my story isn't really done yet. There's a big chunk of my life.
I have this one memory, yeah. And the things just kind of stop.
And then come to here.
Yeah, for some reason, I feel the opposite. Like my story finished a while ago. For some reason.
For the Big Bang. I feel like my life comes in fits and spurts. I never really know when the next thing's going to happen, but I kind of want to see what it is.
My life is a lie.
Well then.
We don't really have control over our own lives. It's not us controlling us.
Oh, here we go. Podcast again, right?
I'm just saying.
Listen, leave the whales alone.
Dude, you are all...
Were we the first six times?
You are all products of the network. I can sense it. You were created by it, but that does not mean that you are not fully conscious beings and you don't live and think and feel beyond your creation.
Yeah. Look, you're saying you see the same thing, the planet of horrors come, they devour everything, and you dislike watching that over and over again, right?
I dislike many things, like existing, but I must continue to do it.
Well, okay, but...
Wait, why you must you?
I'm the last of my kind. I oversee the network. It's spread far beyond our control through most of the known baryonic universe.
But you just watch, right?
Well,
I mean, you don't really take much.
So here's the thing. You realize that this being has been alive for close to a billion years.
And it's tired of existing.
And it sees everything in the universe die. So it doesn't see the point in helping you.
Right, well that's what I was trying to...
Yeah.
But so maybe we could stop the planet of ours, because Earth is special. You said so yourself. And if it doesn't work, well then, I mean, no skin off your nose. I mean, it's just things keep going as they are. But if it does, you would have helped change the universe. Maybe this is what you were made for.
And then we can kill you if you want.
Yeah. I does not see a downside to this.
You would do that?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, we'll do it now if you want.
Listen, if you're miserable and you're not happy, then I don't see a reason why we shouldn't put you out of your misery.
Yeah,
Ruby Gleam does not kill if they're not villains.
But she's asking us to, so it's not a kill.
Bye,
it's
Ruby Gleam, you go wait in the other room.
I'm just saying that if there's an old person who's like sitting in their own filth every day and they're miserable, then
I get it. You're justifying the time you murdered your mom. No, that was cold-blooded, man. You got to own that. It was awesome too.
what if we give you a reason to live?
Or that. We could do that too.
I mean, he prefers that to the kill.
Well, what would you have me do?
Well, there's this thing on Arden where there's this glitch of the silver key. You know about the library with the keys and on Arden?
Oh yes, that young man. Someone granted themselves, I believe you would call it, administrative privileges.
Yeah, well, he found a glitch. And if you do the specific thing, you can get a key which allows you to rewrite reality, which generally we think is a bad thing. So we wonder if you could just debug that.
Yeah.
Very well.
And then if you're bored, have you ever played Pong?
Or Pinochle.
So reality kind of shifts around you guys, and everything.
And if you could, write my wife out of it.
you find yourself zooming at breakneck speed, faster than you thought possible, through the swirling front. you vomit. back toward Arden.
Joke of me puking while we can.
Reality itself kind of flattens into a two-dimensional image of itself, and you get like a look at the. I guess like the it's like seeing into the Matrix when you're Neo, like you see all kinds of
the universal source code.
Yeah, the universal source code. It's beautiful in its simplicity, but it is mind-numbingly complex.
Can we touch it? Can we move it? We gotta reach up and pull out a big line of code.
Oh! There goes the concept of oxygen.
I don't know what this is going to do, but if it's tangible, if we are able to touch it, Waylon is going to reach out and pull out something.
All right.
Goodbye, Equestria.
No.
The big dun sound, and it just the program is critically failed successfully.
Reaches out, grabs some text, and then we stop playing.
Oh look, the mic
pointer.
Eric, what does Waylon come away with? He reaches up and like grabs a piece of code and what's alien this? Glyphs,
mm-hmm.
and it turns into something as he pulls it out. What does it turn into?
It's Will.
I kind of like it being a Will.
Oh no, I pulled Will out of the universe.
Oh no, no, I don't want it to happen.
Blonde hair.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing: the Strange is not the universe.
Oh.
It is a transport network that an alien race set up billions of years ago. It's used for transportation. You put yourself into the network, and then you like instantly travel across, you know, light years of space, and then it prints you out on the other side. And when the civilization fell, it just went crazy and spread throughout the entire known universe.
Then are you still you once it breaks you down and reprints you?
It's like the teleport, the transporter in Star Trek.
Okay.
So, Eric, what do I pull?
A
duck.
It's a universal fax machine.
A duck.
A giant shooting star.
A duck.
Two ducks.
Alright.
I rolled the it doesn't have to be giant.
So
I rolled my random effects table.
Waylon, you look in your hand and you are holding a star. Like a literal.
Is it Lady Gaga?
No, yeah. It is not Lady Gaga.
It's a good thing I rolled that.
It is a ball of compressed dense gas that is billions and billions of degrees centigrade.
I'm going to give it to Ruby.
It doesn't burn you or hurt at all.
Okay. I love not being burned.
Ruby, I got this for you.
Ooh. This is very fancy. Almost as resplendent as Ruby herself.
Not really, but, you know.
And where
Avon's standing behind. It's like the next level down, way down, but, you know. Avon's standing behind... crap.
Thank you.
Waylon, and he's making gagging noises.
Ruby,
are you doing that because of the fact that
I'm mocking how gay this is.
But the thing is, though, did you just throw up?
Yeah.
So you're covered in your own stink.
Yeah. Just cussed him with vomit in his face. Gross!
Avon covered in his own food. Anyway, so the archcoder says...
Into a necklace.
Now where... Oh, there it is. And you see a bunch of homunculi. The green ones, the red ones, some clear ones, presenting a glowing key to the betrayer.
That's not great.
And he takes the key. And she
he eats it.
grows a bunch of really lanky arms with big hands at the end of them, and starts shifting code around furiously.
That's
terrifying. And as you see in the flattened two-dimensional reality, the reflection of reality, the betrayer walks up to a door so he can, you know, open it and become a god. And just as he slips the key into the lock, it like flashes and then goes dark. And you see,
is this what's happening right now, or what's to come?
Oh, yes. this is a live monitor.
Oh my god!
Ooh,
talk about cutting it close.
Well, thank you.
Well, it seems your world is safe for now.
Hey, do you want to take a vacation?
Seems like your world is safe for 13 more minutes.
I managed to patch the hole in the code. The really a fascinating design. The young Earthling who uploaded this fragment of code really it was very clever, but the network interpreted the loophole in the code as some kind of natural law and made it so.
Huh. I wonder what happened to that guy. Oh, well.
What about the other key? Is that one kaput too?
That was the other key.
Oh, okay.
You guys were traveling through the Strange for a month, so they had time to go hunt it up.
Listen, before you go, I was saying, if you want to take a vacation, maybe you and I could switch places for like a million years or so. You could get a body, see the universe, I'll watch over everything, and I'll give you some time off.
As tempting as that sounds, I have been inside your thoughts, being that your consciousness is running on my network.
Right.
And so I do know that you are not the person to put in that position.
Which of us is?
Maybe that one, and one of the big-handed arms points at Duncan.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
What about me?
Oh, could you, so I have this friend, Seldar, who, could you just, like, make him my best friend?
Seldar die again? Did you just remake him?
No, he died once, and I fixed him.
Oh, yeah, right.
I really don't feel comfortable
altering
the consciousness of
I mean, he's already my best friend. I just kind of wanted to reinforce it, but it's fine. I'll win him over with my charm and personality.
As I said, not really the person I want to switch places with.
Well, okay.
Friend!
I've got this giant bag of teeth that you could have been perusing.
I keep forgetting. I got you something, my friend.
Me?
Yeah.
What?
Remember when we were in Equestria and we took those teeth from those guys?
Kind of.
So he hands you a scrimshawed tooth of you setting somebody on fire.
Wayland, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to give that to you because, you know, saving the universe and everything.
We were on a boat for a month doing nothing.
I found it like 5 minutes ago.
Where do you think you made it?
Oh, thank you. Pistipple drops it in his tooth sack.
So I was singing pirate chants.
Yeah, you were. anyway, Coder, thank you for saving our universe. We all appreciate it.
I will continue to watch your planet develop, and I have realized, speaking with you, saving your world, maybe there is hope yet.
Yeah. And if you ever want to come hang out, you know where to find us. We'll have like a pizza party.
Yes, you can have find you ever us had in pizza? Our world. I have not had pizza.
Oh my god.
You've never had pizza?
When I got to Earth, I tried some pizza.
Alright, alright.
Oh, it was just...
Alright. You gotta come have pizza right now.
Oh, it's right now?
Right now. Come on. Yes, right now.
Yeah, we have to go to Chicago and get deep dish.
What are you talking about? Are you out of your mind?
Chicago, gotta go to New York.
What? No, New York pizza's crap. You go to Chicago, you get a good deep dish. Oh, it's just the best.
You're insane.
Yes, but deep dish pizza is great.
With hay and daisies on it.
All right, so.
Okay, now that is just. You, all right, I'll try it.
you do realize that you've been uploaded into the greatest transportation network that the galaxy has ever seen. We're in Chicago.
Yes. I've never had pizza either.
It's more of a soup.
The good thing is that Chicago has good thin crust. So,
so then you turn around and you see a human woman dressed in nondescript clothes.
Is Robert Forrester
kind of, So, where do we find this pizza?
Okay, alright, here's an idea. So we're having this debate. We're in Chicago, we'll get a good Chicago deep dish. Then we'll go to New York, we'll get a good New York thin crust. And whichever one you don't like, delete from existence.
or we could just, like, have both.
Yeah, we have both. No. And then she gets rid of one.
Wow. Oh, while we're here, do I still have my star?
Yeah, you know what? You do.
I suggest the crappiest deep dish place in Uno.
Let's get done. Listen, there's nothing wrong with deep dish pizza. It's just not New York. Listen,
it's not New York pizza.
They're two different foods, really.
Then go to New York and call Domino's and get a
pie. Like, they're really two different foods. One is like
a pie.
One is like a pie or like a casserole. And one is pizza.
I got a better idea. Domino's. Papa John's.
I'm not saying deep dish pizza is bad. They're just different.
As you guys are having this conversation, the camera just like slowly pulls back. Revealing.
Don't stare straight at it. You'll go blind.
Revealing the Chicago skyline, and it like just pulls back off the waterfront of Lake Michigan. And then it tilts up into the heavens. And we see we hear the frustrated scream of the betrayer as he is foiled.
I wanted pizza,
and he doesn't get pizza.
He doesn't get any pizza.
And for some reason, the sun that was supposed to be powering that planet is gone.
There's a radio broadcast because astronomers are terrified. A star just disappeared.
Well, is space real? Because it would take a few million years for them to notice.
They might not even notice at all if it's far enough away.
No.
Well, Eric, no, you pulled it.
Rather,
I pulled it out of existence.
Yeah. Wayland just destroyed an entire universe. That was
you didn't, like, pull a star out of the baryonic universe. You pulled, like,
of stars? Now there aren't any?
No. So like I said, it doesn't actually work that way. The strange isn't the universe. She can't edit the universe.
Right.
She can only edit the different recursions.
Oh, okay. So there was a star in Arden.
Yeah.
That
winked out.
I can't believe that it's always sunny in Philadelphia.
We're in Chicago.
I rolled for the shooting star, and I almost rolled summon a lesser demon.
I like how this game ended with us taking a godlike being out for pizza.
And then arguing about Chicago and New York.
What kind of pizza to get. So that was the strange. That was the assassin.
That was strange.
Thoughts, questions, comments.
I'm glad it's over.
The story I like.
Yes.
You wrote a good story.
Could have done without Equestria.
The system was.
And I think Amy would be a great replacement for that being. Because
why?
Amy's story's over.
What?
Everybody else's story's
over. No, it's not.
What does it have to do with anything?
Antonio's story's over.
Ruby Glint is over.
Yeah.
Avon's over.
Well, Avon's already has practiced.
Wayland died.
technically, Antonio's story is just on a season.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
The network hasn't decided if it's going to renew it yet.
Right.
It's on a break.
Pistable story. Is
possibly over?
No, I think when the next free RPG day comes around and we get the next
13th age supplement.
I think there is another one coming out this year.
I mean, Duncan's story is on hiatus.
Yeah.
Antonio's story is on hiatus.
I mean, Avon already has practice being a god.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But pretty much everybody else, Ruby Gleam, Avon, and
Eric.
His double.
And Wayland. Yeah. Their stories are
over. Amy.
And Amy. And your story. So, no, you're not the only one.
Not saying Eric.
Just saying, it makes sense for the story that are over.
So the next time we play 13th Age, because Dipple's going to have to come back and tell Seldar about the time he saved all of creation. And Seldar's not going to believe him?
Not for a second.
No.
Well, he's a clone.
Can we all have, like, a button scene
sure.
in our own recursion.
Like, sure. Yeah. Let's go around and do that. We've got a little bit of time.
As the closing credits happen, we each have
All right. So let's go with Piss Dipple.
Oh, Mr. Elf, you'll never believe what happened. I just helped save the universe.
What is Seldar doing when Piss Dipple runs in?
I don't know. He's a clone.
He kind of had most of his map. Like, he knows who he is.
I kind of pictured him as being like Spock after he died. You know, like he kind of is a little bit different. And doesn't have that.
And Seldar just looks up. Who are you?
I'm your best friend.
Well, that's how we ended it last time.
Oh, yeah.
I saved the universe. There was this key, and it was really bad. But me and these other weird guys, we got these three keys, and then we convinced that we took a ship through space, and there's this big machine, and we rode it, and then there was all these eyes, and we convinced her to delete a thing, and then we got pizza. Oh, Seldar, you have to have pizza.
How long was he gone? Out of character.
15 seconds.
Not long enough for all that stuff to have happened, but
you blinked. He's saying all that happened while your eyes were closed.
Is that true?
Yeah. I'm gonna make you pizza. I think I know how to do it. I need to get some dough and some sauce and some cheese and something called pepperoni. I don't know how to make it, but it's really good.
He just sighs and goes, okay.
So the next time we play 13th Age, you're on a quest to make pizza.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to go next?
Eric.
Oh. Okay. Well, Ruby is very happily telling her story of what happened to... Well, Darla was there for part of it. But Cody, everybody. I don't remember all the names.
Sensei, you single-handedly persuaded the Archcoder to...
Oh, yes. I was very, very convincing, as always, because the Archcoder just looked at my brilliance and my amazing skill, and she just said, well, any universe that contains you cannot possibly be worth destroying. So, she said, I will save your universe to prevent the world, the universe, the multiverse, from losing Ruby Gleam. Spellweaver Supreme!
A killer, brah.
What she is.
What kind of panties was she wearing?
Thanks for listening, listeners, because we can't top that one.
I forgot about that guy.
Johnny Doe.
Gentleman Zombie.
Cadaver.
I love Johnny Doe.
That was an amazing story.
Antonio!
I think Antonio's is just, you see him kind of walking up his driveway, I think he doesn't have a car, so he's walking down the block, and you just kind of hear this argument getting louder as he gets closer and closer. He's eating his pizza, and he finishes his pizza, and he kind of walks up his driveway, and you can just, it's just screaming.
I don't care, you goddamn bitch! I'm gonna split your throat while you're asleep!
I'm gonna shove a coat hanger down your throat!
If it was really my girl, she'd say, son of a bitch bastard.
Son of a bitch bastard, I'm gonna shove a coat hanger down your throat! We're out of milk!
Antonio walks up to the door, he puts his hand on it, he just sighs, pushes it open, walks in, you hear the two of them yelling, and then all of a sudden you hear Antonio just, gets sucked in, and it's just more screaming.
Stop blinking!
Yeah.
Oh, what are you doing there?
Take your goddamn... No, why are you taking your shoes off? What'd you do? Wear your socks.
If I wasn't wearing socks again... Like,
put on your socks!
If it was cold.
You're cold.
It's
Eric's turn.
Amy walks... Amy walks up to his... Well, he finds... Where we leave off,
like, we were making our own asteroid to get our
own asteroid. So yeah. I go to the asteroid.
Like a repair place or something, like a shipyard or something.
Yeah,
a shipyard and bonsai
and my ship was there. Whatever. Yeah. Teak.
Yeah. And Amy goes up and tells. I forget all the names of the characters.
Sorry.
What was your character's name?
I don't remember.
I want to say Dustin, but I don't think that was it.
I was trying to remember the guy who was making out with the cadaver. I'm just terrible. I don't know if I'm zoning out.
I go up to my partner, because that's what we were. We were partners.
Yeah.
And I tell him about what I just experienced, and he probably thinks I'm crazy.
Is that like a vid you've got in your head or something?
No. They ain't have any of that.
That makes no sense. You've been only gone for like 5 seconds.
You walked out of the room.
Yeah.
Records show that you weren't using that much oxygen.
Oh, man, it was amazing. Like, I guess I've been
going to like drugs or something.
I feel like I've been gone for years.
Yeah. I mean, your vitals looked okay.
You're taking pedals again.
Yeah.
You doing pedals?
No.
Get me to your pockets.
Throw them at the brake.
I'm telling you, it was crazy.
Your stack looks intact. I don't think anything bad happened.
Can you tell if I'm telling the truth or not? And
I mean, you believe you, according to your vitals.
Oh, we got
speaking of which, you're using a lot of oxygen.
We got to do an intervention.
I don't remember my character's name.
I did bring this, and then I give him a slice of deep dish pizza.
You know this exists.
I mean, I can fact it for you right now.
It's real. It's not fact. It's from an actual restaurant. It's different.
It probably would. To be fair to Will, it probably would taste different
than a nanofab pizza. Yeah.
Nanofab pizza.
It depends on
is the fresh pizza.
Frankie, was it a
nanofab?
Yeah, it was Frankie.
This is pretty good.
That's pretty good pizza. Where'd you get it?
I got it from Chicago.
Let's go there. We should go sometime.
Chicago's still a dead zone, but we can try to land there.
Yeah, actually, they call Chicago the Big Shiny.
Yeah, Chicago's just a glass crater.
All right, so we cut to Candlewick Manor, I guess.
See some. No one wants to play Pinochle with me. I don't ask, like,
you're preaching to the choir, brother.
I was on a trip. Nobody.
What do you mean you were on a trip? No one left. No one was on a trip.
I was on a trip.
I don't think you were on a trip, Duncan.
But I remember there was people there. There was a thing called Pong, and there was a giant monkey guy who wasn't a monkey, but he used to be a monkey, and I had my shoulder, and I carried him around all these places.
I think maybe you were having a dream.
if you two are done talking, I could use some help.
She's lifting one of the encyclopedias.
Maybe I was.
Oh, that's right.
Guys, these encyclopedias aren't going to sell themselves.
You hear like a bell ringing down the hall.
Crap.
Jared, put out those fires!
Okay, maybe you should.
Carl.
Maybe you should write a story about that. That'd be interesting.
Carl just pops up from a corner because he was trying to take a nap and he was trying to hide places. But you guys seem to always find him in his areas, so he just goes, and he walks out the room.
Thanks, Carl. maybe I was dreaming.
You should ask Dr. Candlewick. He knows all about that stuff.
Oh, yeah, maybe I will ask Dr. Candlewick. But first, gotta deliver those encyclopedias.
All right, so you
C team,
you drag the wagon.
C team away.
So Ed, if you don't have an idea, I do.
I have an idea.
Okay,
so
Waylon's in heaven.
Well, Peyton and Raina are like cuddling up on the couch in their apartment.
Yeah, in Canada.
Idiot. That's because we wanted people in America, so we went to Canada.
Wasn't
Carbon have a place in? Like, did you take control of a city or something?
Yeah, he became
I merged my
demon pretty quickly.
Yeah. You went Dr. Monstrosity and
extort.
So,
extradite.
You guys are like huddling up on the couch and, you know, being all romantic. Excalibur. And then, you hear on the door. Bang, 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 bang. Peyton! 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 Peyton!
What the?
Peyton!
Waylon!
Peyton! Peyton!
Wait, Waylon! I hug him.
Peyton, I saved the universe! From 1 million.
Are you alive? You died. Carpenter killed you.
Yeah, I'm still dead.
But how are you here?
Well, because I actually live in this other, like, universe. We're fake, by the way. We're characters in a podcast.
What?
Yeah. I actually brought a recording of it with me.
What?
Yeah. Here, listen.
What?
I'm trying to play this game. The first episode of Apex City.
All right, bye.
Who is that, babe?
I'm gonna get a drink.
And Avon.
Avon just goes back to his world. It's like, the next time a portal opens up, you're going through. I don't care what you say.
Well, through the scale of portals. Through the no-light portal.
Listen, you dared me to go in there, and I went in there, and I met the most unruly people. And there's this one sorcerer who had the most annoying voice that I've ever heard.
That sounds like Avon's problem.
Go back to eating your hay. You dumbass.
Hey, Mom, stupid.
And then she does go back to eating your
hay. Oh, young man.
I got your rent. I'm a god now. You don't own this cloud.
All right.
And Frank. And Frank.
Oh, yeah.
I have an idea.
I've got it. Frank is sitting in his office, and he, you know, he gets a knock on the door, and someone pokes their head in, and you just hear, "Sir," and Frank looks up, and they did it, sir. So Frank just kind of like chuckles.
Damn it! Yeah,
chuckles to himself. He reaches down, opens up his desk drawer. You see a revolver and a box of bullets, and he just reaches behind it and pulls out a flask of whiskey. And just gives a little toast and takes a sip.
Mine was similar, but more depressing. He opens the drawer and sees the gun and says, "Not today." Yeah. And then reaches in and pulls out the whiskey.
But yeah, I would say there's definitely like a moment where he thinks about it.
There's somebody from the FBI here to see you.
Oh, God.
Well, thanks. So he takes a swig from the flask and then just busts out laughing at the absurdity of it all. And that's where we will leave all of our characters for the time being.
All right. Hopefully forever in this system.
Yeah. I'm never running the Strange ever a goddamn again.
It's over!
If you run something like this again, the same story again, you would do it through Fate, right?
Yeah, I would definitely use Fate for something like this. If we ever wanted to do another Ragnarok All-Stars Reunite, I would run it in Fate.
You can always do all the second placers.
We could do a different team up.
Yeah.
I'm still sad that Walter wasn't chosen. I love Pizdipple, but
I was still shocked Tanek wasn't the one that won for me.
Yeah, none of the Fates schools. Yeah.
I mean I'm actually surprised that this team managed to get anything done.
I think we kind of metagamed ourselves a little bit and forced us to get things done.
You guys,
Pizdipple especially.
Oh yeah.
I was having a hard time for the past couple of weeks planning things, because everything I was like, oh, I'm gonna have them run into this, but they're gonna fight it, and then it's gonna be combat, and that's gonna suck.
did our amazing hats translate with us back to Earth?
Yes, they did.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh
yeah, you got a brand new hat.
So you all have really nifty hats.
600 crown hat.
What did my star end up looking like?
It's still a star.
Ooh. It's in like the.
We can always
fake.
What?
You just wrote the podcast. Listen to
what?
It.
I just gave Peyton the worst existential crisis ever.
Yeah. All right, bye.
To be dead.
That was fantastic.
Better angels figuring how to get to the multiverse.
My suggestion was, if you didn't have an idea for a scene, my suggestion was going to be Pete screaming in his jail cell, Waylon! Waylon, you're dead! Waylon, you can't be here, you're dead!
He probably visited Pete, too.
And that totally happened. Yeah. No!
Pete, listen to this.
Waylon, no, you're dead! I'm not listening to you!
See, my idea was it was going to be Waylon back on Earth, like, in his apartment, and, what's his face? Your demon starts yelling at you for, like, not doing the dishes.
That'd be a weird
repulsive
conversation with you and
Repulsive.
Parker. Yeah. That'd be awkward when you see
him. Hey, Jake.
Hey.
All right, so that was the Strange.
I forgive you.
We hope that you guys enjoyed it
more than we did.
More than we did. We kind of got through it, but it's over. Said one way or the other.
I liked all the character scenes.
Yeah.
This last game, I honestly didn't plan a thing. I just made
it up.
That's fine.
Because I knew that anything I planned was probably going to turn into combat. And now I'm completely
waffle-ironed.
Sorry. Getting back to the beginning, everybody remember to leave a comment, one nice thing about Will.
Oh, yeah.
Leave a nice thing about Will.
I'm scared to ask for a final Will thought.
Well,
we already got the start with a Will thought.
Yeah.
So now we end it with, thanks for listening to Ragnarok Actual Play.
And we'll see you in pilot season.
Should
mention, this is going to be the last episode that we post.
This after, but yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be the last episode we post before our hiatus. So we'll be back in a couple of weeks with new episodes. We're just gonna build up our backlog and we're reimagining a few things.
And
so
one of us will be recast with a younger, sexier version.
Bye, guys.
Oh, how can
you
get sexier?
Give it away!
You can't get sexier than that.
I mean, younger maybe, but not sexier.
Yeah.
No, you can't get any younger than Will. The youngest age in the world keeps moving up and up and up. Oh, wait, but Myers.
I'm 32. Ed's only 32.
Nope.
James 32.
You guys don't exist anymore.
Okay. All right, so we'll see you guys soon after we finish having our existential crisis.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.